It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. The UN Secretary General says enough is enough, and Kofi Annan blames both Hezbollah and Israel for the fighting in Lebanon.
I call for an immediate cessation of indiscriminate and disproportionate violence.
Israel's UN Ambassador Dan Gillerman.
We will do whatever is necessary, by whichever means are necessary, in order to incapacitate the Hezbollah.
The airstrikes continued in Beirut in the last few hours and in South Lebanon, where Israel is warning people to flee immediately. But where to? Brenda Barton is with the World Food Program, which is finding it difficult to get to thousands of people.
Roads and key bridges have been blown out. Trucks are being targeted. We have concerns about our aid workers moving around in unmarked vehicles.
The governor of Missouri has sent in the National Guard to help evacuate anyone without electricity who may be in danger because of the continuing heat wave.
Police officers are driving through the streets on loudspeakers urging residents to leave their homes, saying, look, it's going to be too hot over the next few days. You could die.
John Mills of KMOV-TV. Storms last night knocked out power to nearly 500,000 homes and businesses in St. Louis.
A lot of people in the city of St. Louis live in brick homes that heat up fast. And with the temperature around 100 degrees, the city's public health director, his word, saying these homes could turn into furnaces.
It's weakening some, but a tropical storm is making its way up the northeast coast with its sights on Massachusetts.
Okay, it'll never amount to hurricane barrel, but they're still battening down the hatches on Cape Cod.
We are pretty much in its path. You know, the storm track plot certainly puts it on target for Cape Cod.
Harbor Master Tom Leach says they weather storms worse than this every winter, but this is different.
We do certainly get storms all the time in the winter that are blowing that hard, but we don't have the boats in the water at those times. Anytime we get this kind of a threat, we want to be attentive to it.
Tropical Storm Barrow's the second named storm of the season. Lou Miliano, CBS News.
The Senate has joined the House in voting to extend the Voting Rights Act another 25 years. Earlier today, President Bush made his first speech before the NAACP.
President Bush used the speech to point to lingering racism in America, telling the NAACP it is easier to change a law than a human heart. He also touched on the GOP's sometimes rocky relations with black voters.
For too long, my party wrote off the African-American vote, and many African-Americans wrote off the Republican Party.
But Mr. Bush won big applause when he told the NAACP he looks forward to signing the Voting Rights Act renewal. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
On Wall Street today, the Dow finished off 83 points, and the NASDAQ was lower by 41. This is CBS News.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
a great summer hotel deal.
Let me guess. Your parents' house.
No. Priceline has the top 50 vacation spots up to 50% off.
Places we actually want to go?
Soho, New York.
Yeah.
The Strip in Vegas.
Ooh.
Waikiki, Hawaii.
Up to 50% off?
When you name your own price. Check out all 50 spots on Priceline.
Oh, I'm guessing your parents' house didn't make the list.
The 50-50 hotel savings event. Only on Priceline. More ways to save. Exact hotel shown only after purchase.
This is the 37th anniversary of the day humans first walked on the moon, but as CBS News correspondent Peter King reports, it's also a landmark anniversary for Mars exploration.
Touchdown, we have touchdown.
30 years ago today, NASA's Viking became the first spacecraft to land and send back pictures of the red planet. Mission planning director Jeffrey Lee.
How do you possibly describe the first photograph that a human being has ever seen from the surface of another planet?
Scientists then thought Mars had always been a dead planet, but NASA's Dr. Dan McLeese says now,
we've discovered that ancient Mars had regions which we call habitable.
Today there are six spacecraft on or orbiting Mars, including two rovers, which have been exploring for more than 2 years. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
A North Carolina judge has tossed out a state law that's been on the books for more than 200 years, a law that says unmarried couples can't live together. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Hello, my name's Smokey, and I'm
AM 13.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
And now, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live, the pre-vacation edition of Enid Live, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I am yours until 7 o'clock, and then I'm not yours again until August the 1st. So all the business that we have with each other needs to be tied up today. And that's why I thought we would just do a free-for-all potpourri flea market like we do sometimes, like we do just about every day, as a matter of fact. No guests today. It's just us. Unless the guest materializes. And you never know. People stop in. People are in the neighborhood. People are in Sacramento. And there is a lot to talk about, so let's get started. The first thing is I'm looking at my Sacramento Bee. Why do they call it a bee? Is it because it's not an A or what? Oh, I'm just kidding. Okay. So here it is, the arena tax. Not dead yet, apparently. Well, there is a breaking story on it, so I'm going to share that with you. This is a couple of reporters and this morning's edition. Now, remember, when you pick up your morning paper at the door, and mine comes pretty early. Mine comes about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. How do I know that? Because your goddess is a night owl, and that's what... Oh, I have so many things that I have to tell you before I get to that. And I just forgot. First of all, you want to email me, enid at kctc.com. Check out our website. You can listen to us on the web at 1320leftchannel.com. We stream live. You might win a $1,400 bicycle. If you click on my webpage, it'll tell you all kinds of very perky things, such as when I'm coming back, how you can contribute to the Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson Legal Defense Fund, and so on. So those are all really good things. And let's see, you can always call me. It's toll free, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Before we get too much farther, here are the things that we're going to be giving away today. We are going to be giving away two tickets to see Bill Maher at the Community Center Theater this Sunday at 8 o'clock. And friends of mine bought tickets, and they were about $50 a piece. So this is not a small item. And we're giving two of them away if you're a big Bill Maher fan. And we're giving tons of passes away for a special advanced screening of the War Tapes. And this will occur Monday night, the 24th, at the Crest Theater. And here you pick up your tickets at the Crest. The Crest is downtown on K Street. So we're going to figure out how to do this, but we've got all kinds of things that we're giving away today, as well as, oh, you know, wisdom, humor, The profiles are coming in from the Davis students. They're really interesting. Some of them are great. They're all wonderful in different ways. It's like telling a story to somebody. Did you ever do that? What is it called? Telephone, tell a friend. And by the end of it, the story is so massaged and changed from the way it was first told. It's a little bit like this with the profiles, because some people pick out one thing, some people pick out another thing, and some of the facts are not quite what they, you know, some of the facts are a little bit, But in general, it's just very interesting to see how a group of students profiles you. You sit down, you give the same information, and what everybody takes away from it, kind of intriguing. I want to talk about politics. I have lots of things to talk about, but the first thing I want to talk about is the arena tax. It doesn't die. Paper this morning, you know, you pick up your paper, it comes at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, whenever it hits your doorstep. It has gone to bed the night before, usually about 9 o'clock. Most papers go to bed at 9 o'clock. So you are getting, in the morning, you're getting yesterday's news. Tomorrow is what you're getting in all newspapers, but we love newspapers and we support newspapers and we are big newspaper readers around here. So here's the headline. Arena tax draft has two parts. First ballot measure would ask voters to approve a quarter-cent increase. The second would advise on how to spend it. And they're talking about whether they're going to get this on the ballot and what it's going to consist of and yada, yada, yada. Well, just coming across today at noon, the accord was reached on the arena deal. Oh, surprise, surprise. Negotiators for the city and county of Sacramento moments ago, and this came across at about noon, finalized a deal with the Aloof Maloofs, to finance a new arena for the Sacramento Kings. The financing package would rely on voter approval of a new quarter-cent sales tax that would produce about $1.2 billion over a period of years, sources said. Half the money would go to pay for the new arena, and the other half would go to the city and county governments to spend as they wish. Sources familiar with the deal say that the Maloofs have agreed to contribute $20 million up front to pay for various costs to initiate the process. $20 million, that's like chump change for these people. This is nothing. They have agreed to pay 25 to 30% of the final cost of the facilities. The city would own the new building, according to source, and the Maloofs would sign a 30-year lease. Now, who would get all the profits? I think the Maloofs do, actually. It doesn't say so in this piece. Negotiators have brought in representatives from suburban cities to Sacramento City Hall to brief them on the deal's terms. We're done. We've got the deal, said John Dangberg, assistant city manager for economic development. I want to ask you something, and I know that the conservative station that rushes on, you know, the Walmart across the way, KFBK, they are pounding this. They are so in favor of it. They want restaurants. Oh, they'll have more restaurants and everything else. Well, that's nice. Okay, that's good. You know, you have people over there at KFBK who are married to people in the Perry Gary organization, very nice people, in fact, old friends of mine who are married to people who are in the, you know, restaurant business. This is very nice. We like them a lot. But, hey, and I don't know who's dumping for what over there, but probably I'm hearing from people that people on KFBK are saying what a great thing this would be for the city and how we need it, and you could have more restaurants, and some sports figures have restaurants, and we need more restaurants, and okay, that's fine. Good, good, good. You want to put this up, great. Do what the Niners are doing and use private monies. And for those of you who say we are a cow town until we do this, you know, here's a story. It's a revolving situation. You build an arena the first time. 10 minutes later, everybody decides it's outmoded, it's not big enough, you can have skyboxes, you can have skyboxes on steroids, you can have the richest of the richest of the richest have a sky concierge level, you know, you could have all, so let's have a new one. Oh, this one's 18 years old. Oh, well, we need a new one. And then in 10 years from now, oh, we need a new one, because now there are all these advances and we need a new one. So, you know, it's a never-ending cry for we need a new one. That's nice. Nobody ever says that about libraries. Nobody says that much about hospitals. And certainly you don't hear it too much about schools either. But we are hearing it about arenas. And, boy, they really wanted to make this thing happen. And they are just rolling out the red carpet to the Aloof Maloofs. And I want to ask you this question. What do you think makes you a cow town? What makes you a cow town? And how do you counter being a cow town? How do you counter cow townism? What makes you more sophisticated? Let me ask you this question, because I'm going to tell you something. In the land that time forgot, steeped as it is deep in the Rust Belt, where there were many, many businesses ancillary to the auto industry, a couple hundred miles away in Detroit, have all gone south. All those businesses have folded up their tents and left. Many, many of those businesses have been outsourced. They are now no longer viable. And this means that there's been a huge rate of unemployment in the Midwest, in what they're calling the Rust Belt. And so a lot of these towns, some of them beautifully located on the lake, on Lake Michigan and so on, have had to figure out ways to reinvent themselves and to be in a more sophisticated way. Sacramento has never had to do that, as far as I know. Now, those of you who have longer histories with Sacramento than I would like to hear from you, because here's what some of these towns have done. Even Chicago has done this. Do you remember a few years ago, Chicago's got a couple of wonderful, he certainly has the Art Institute, which is a first-class museum and art school. And what Chicago did, and it was playful, and it was wonderful, and it was sophisticated. They had cows all over town in Chicago, on Michigan Avenue, which is a premier shopping district, and in the Loop, on State Street, and all over the place, and various artists decorated these cows. Now, I don't know if they were tongue-in-cheeking Cowtown or not, because you know Chicago is famous for the stockyards. Denver always called itself a Cowtown, both in the positive and negative sense of the word, because they still have the stock show every year, and they have had for, I don't know, around 100 years, give or take. It's when all the hookers came to town and all the big ranchers and the cattle drives and the rodeos, and it's still a great, great, great event. I love the stock show. But Sacramento thinks of itself as a poor relation to the Bay Area, to San Francisco. And what has Sacramento done to make itself more sophisticated? Now, there are now much better restaurants than when I was here the last time, so that's a plus. But have they done anything like the cows that you paint? Even in my little town, the land that time forgot, Rust Belt Central, where all those industries took off, what has replaced it is a kind of tourism. And so they had carousel horses that artists painted, and those were placed all over town. So what art installations do we see in Sacramento? How are we countering being a cow town? We think that putting up an arena, how about picking up the trash for number one? How about planting the median strips for number two? How about some sophisticated art installations or fun ones, some whimsy, which I never hear about in Sacratomato? How about that? How about big tomatoes in town that artists paint? What about that? How do you counter Cowtownism? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What makes us a Cowtown, and how do you counter it? So, you know, what is the answer? How do you do it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Sam in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Sam.
Well, I got to tell you, got to give you my position, first of all. I'm not a person who really gets caught up in status and stature, whether or not people think we're a cow town. But we do have, as far as cities go, this city has more of a Midwest feel to it. I enjoy big cities.
People have called it Omaha with palm trees, but, you know, I'm from the Midwest, and yes and no.
Okay. I agree. It doesn't have that total feel. But here's what I think. First of all, you're on Highway 80 between San Francisco, Tahoe, and Reno, and you've got major arteries and all kinds of stuff, so I think you got to take advantage of that. I about a month ago, I was down in Santa Monica, and I went out and I had dinner at midnight, and then after we got through at dinner right there on the promenade, there were all kinds of things going on. You had jazz music over here, you had stuff for the older crowd over here. All the boutiques were open at night, so you could just go walk.
I know that promenade in Santa Monica, and you're right. There's music, there's street performers, there's lots of great stuff, and you can't, and it's pedestrian friendly.
Right, and the thing of it is it's also police friendly. I mean, if you tried something like that here in Sacramento, they would have the SWAT team out, but we need to start thinking a little
more.
What
do you mean they would have? Explain to me, what do you mean they would have the SWAT team out?
Oh, God, this town folds up at 6 or 7 o'clock. You know, they see a crowd of people around, and it must be mischief, you know? I mean, But you, so you've got to kind of change the mindset, because the reality is when you're down there and there are people out on the streets, it's a well-behaved crowd down there. But I think we react.
Well, so when's the last time we've had, now there's going to be some kind of celebration. See, it's the developers. Some kind of a celebration of an office tower today in downtown Sacramento, and they're going to bring in some kind of a retro band. I saw it in the paper, and somebody else told me about it. So once in a while there is something, but in general, are you saying no?
I would just like to see more nightlife on a nightly. You know something else I would like to see? Because it's been happening over in Sonoma. Little Sonoma, the wine country, the last 2 years, the same weekend we have our jazz festival, guess what they have? They have a real jazz festival where you get people like, all kinds of big artists. Big time, you know, Michael McDonald, you name it.
So are you saying to me, Sam, that an arena is not necessarily going to decowtown us?
No, I agree. I'm not for the arena. I'm
okay.
A sports fan. I would rather see museums, aquariums, you know.
And I'd like to see it in the streets. I'd like to see tomatoes out there, and artists can paint the tomatoes because we're Sacred Tomato. I'd like to see more whimsy. I'd like to see farmers markets in more places. I don't know if there are any downtown or in Midtown. There must be. But I would like to see more of that all over the place. I thank you for the call. That opens up a line, 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Melinda in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome.
Yeah, I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the freeway. Anyway, I'm calling again.
Are there any cows on the freeway?
No. We've done cows. In fact, I think we were the first place in the country to do the cows. We had cardboard cutouts of the cows.
Where are they?
Over the hills in the 70s. And then we just recently did lions. We've done bus bench backs ad nauseum. We've done tons of stuff.
Who is we? In the whole city or in the downtown or in the midtown?
Midtown, artists in general. And what we really need is, I've called you before and I've said, you know, we've got more artists here per capita than anywhere else in the country.
You know, Davis has a fabulous art school, and Wayne Thiebaud taught there for a long time, did he not?
Yes, and Robert Arneson.
Yes.
Anyway, and all the Robert Arneson sculpture students are still around, you know, with our MFA.
And I love that. I love that gallery in Davis, the Natsulis Gallery.
I used to show there. Anyway, what I was going to say is what happens is Sacramento does not have a sophisticated clientele. And people burn out, and they show at places like Natsulis, or they show in the Bay Area at Campbell Thiebaud. They don't present their work here. And in order to get a more sophisticated clientele, I think we really need an art museum. And I can't understand why we would...
I thought we have one in the Crocker Museum. Don't we have one?
That's not a real museum.
What?
That's a state historical landmark and a... You know, it's run by the Department of...
I don't think so. I think you said that once before, and then someone called up to contradict you on that, Melinda.
Oh, really? Well, maybe they changed it then, but...
Here's my thought. If I get what you're saying, and you're saying that... And here, somebody else called in once to say, Whole Foods debated coming to Sacramento because they didn't think there would be a sufficient clientele, and now, you know, it's jammed and people can't wait to shop at Whole Foods and so on. So there is an audience for it, but set that aside for a moment. What we really need is something that is completely democratic, that really engages people who would not in a position to be fine art buyers or art buyers, maybe are not what you're talking about as an audience for the kind of art that you're suggesting. I'm talking about stuff that's whimsical, that really brings people in, whether it's flea market, it's crafty stuff, whether it's whimsical stuff. I don't know what it is. And I think all the institutions need to work together on it, whether it's libraries and everybody's reading one book or one dopey book or some funny something, or street theater or performance art or musicians on the plaza or promenades or I don't know what it is, or painting a tomato. It's got to be something that's very, very broad and brings in a lot of people and makes you want to participate.
Well, we had the K Street Market. I don't know if you were in town when we had that, but we would close off. I can't remember if it was every week or once a month.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
It was fabulous. It was so much fun. And then they closed it down because of, they said it was gang activity or something. But I never really saw that there. And we had, if you remember, there were artists, there were musicians, there was fresh produce, there was, you know, there were three or four stages, it seems like, always with different acts on each day. Kind of like the Davis Farmers Market, which is pretty sophisticated.
I haven't been to the Davis Farmers Market, but I love the way you're describing the K Street. Well, Melinda, we can keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we can figure out a way to get it going again. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. We have one line available. And I'm asking the question, what will counter the cowtownism that we believe that we suffer from here in in our beloved Sacramento? How can we do it? And is an arena going to do it? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. The weather's looking pretty good. Good enough to go to a farmer's market, actually. It's about 106 and on through the next couple of days as well. 70 for the low tonight. Now, I see sprinkles in our future and on my way to work today. But you know what? When they hit, they were gone because it's so hot. Traffic looking pretty good. 50 over the top of the mountain slow. Sunrise Boulevard and Fair Oaks Boulevard. We have a hit and run and no injuries. Back with more Enid Live. It's AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's Left Channel.
When you look up...
These are troubled times. We have to think our way out. We can't faith our way out. It's not a coincidence that so much of Bush's base are faith people, because Bush works in mysterious ways. It helps to have faith. It really does. But religion... it stops people from thinking because they think all the answers are in that one book. It impedes progress. It justifies crazy people. Flying planes into a building was a faith-based initiative. Matters of otherwise common sense become points of debate. Like gay marriage, would we even be having this discussion about whether gay people can marry except for religion? Of course the Catholic Church doesn't want gay men to marry. Half the priesthood would walk out the door the first day and marry the UPS driver.
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to nohagglemortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. Simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get. That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get. Three things allow nohagglemortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. 3. No haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to nohagglemortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to nohagglemortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 9th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts matches, which include 3-time UFC champion and UFC Hall of Famer Dan the Beast Severin versus Brian Pardo in the main event. Other matches will include Kengo Ura, Philip Wyman from Ken Shamrock's Lion's Den, Shannon Rich, Torres Kebab, and others. Visit CacheCreek.com for tickets and information.
Can you hear the sound of the stereo?
Enid now, 349-1320.
3:27 on the Thursday pre-vacation edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, and then I'm not yours again until August the 1st, Tuesday, August the 1st. So everything that we have to say to each other needs to be said today. But you will be in very good hands. You'll be in Air America hands. You'll be in the hands of 1320. You can still listen to the Morning Retort with Scott and Sins. And I think we have one line open, 349-1320, 626, 1320. And the question we're asking in the wake of the apparently an accord has been reached on the Arena deal. They should be so fast to reach an accord on health care, you know, on the library bond, you know, on anything that's of significance. They have reached an accord on the Arena deal. And my question is, what makes you a cow town? Are you now suddenly sophisticated because you got snookered into approving yet another arena? What would make you a more sophisticated, more interesting place? And it doesn't have to be the high art, the fine art, etc. It can be whimsy. It can be a lot of different things. 349-1320. And the funny thing is, the Rust Belt, those Michigan towns that were so Midwestern, they're getting more California. They're now wineries. They have been more interested in art and in good food. And the things that we have always been interested in California, the Rust Belt has taken it over, and they're doing a brilliant job at it. And Sacramento, I think, is just letting it fall through its fingers. Joan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Joan.
Hi, this is Joan.
Yes.
I've been thinking a great deal about the fact that we're a really prominent riverfront town. And yet, what do we have on the riverfront? We have basically nothing. We have a little parking lot over there off Capitol Mall. We have a lot of homeless people. We have, you know, this just, it's totally undeveloped. And yet, if you look at even Chicago, I'm from Chicago, and boy, do they capitalize on the waterfront.
Oh, do they ever.
And Portland. I mean, you look all across the country at some of the most livable places, and they're focused on their waterfront. Further than that, it's got to be a walkable waterfront. We've got to, make it in such a way with little trolleys or something or other that people can go back and forth. It'd be a perfect place for farmers markets, art shows, you name it, and plenty of nicely shaded places for people to sit down and enjoy themselves.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Here. I have friends who just got back from Portland, and Portland is so wonderful. I haven't been there in a bit, but you have a transportation.
The rail yard area around the old depot, we could put in all that nice affordable senior housing and the mobility, the transit, center that they were talking about. I haven't talked to a single person that wants to see an arena plunked in that rail yard, let alone pay for it with their taxes.
Thank you so much for calling, Joan. I love what you had to say. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Mo in Midtown. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid. Hey, you've got to hang out in Midtown more. My husband and I live in Midtown.
Uh-huh.
And every day of the week during the summer, you can find a certified farmer's market downtown.
Okay.
Either at Cesar Chavez Plaza, the year-round one that's under the freeway over on 9th Street.
Uh-huh.
We go there without fail because we don't buy anything, any of our produce. We eat what's in season, and we buy it from the farmer's market.
What are the hours of the farmer's markets?
That one starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, but you better get there early. They close up at about 1.
Okay.
But it's so jammed, and especially now, the produce is incredible.
My question is, what makes you a cow town, and how do you counter being a cow town?
What I counter being a cow town, and there's a fellow that runs the market down there, and I've talked to a bunch of the vendors. There's talk of putting in a farmer's market in one of the big old shop buildings in the rail yard, much like what they did at the Ferry Building over in San Francisco,
right,
or Pike Place Market.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that takes you out of the realm of being a cow town, because there's something about the marketplace. When we go there on Sunday, we talk politics with the vendors. There are people there registering other people to vote. It's a whole different segment.
It's wonderful because there are places to shop, and more than that, it is a place where you can be with other people.
And it's your community. I mean, these
are
people.
Yeah, it's a community event.
Yeah. And I say to them, how did you grow this? And give me some ideas for some recipes. That's why I loved it when you had the author on from The Omnivore's Dilemma, because I read that book and I thought, hey, this just fits right into it. And that's what, and when I talk to the fellow that operates the farmer's market, what I would urge people to do is call the mayor's office, talk to your council people and say, this is one of the things that we want planned for
in
that downtown arena, the downtown rail yards.
Well, Mo, thank you so much. I appreciate your comments, and I agree with you. And here's the other thing we don't hear about. Where are the urban planners? There was the great Jane, and now late Jane Jacobs, who wrote about urban areas and how you deal with them. Do we hear about that much in Sacramento? Not much. Donna, in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Good afternoon, Enid. I think it all revolves around money and who can get the money to do what they want with it. I was born in Chicago. I lived there until I was 27. I lived here for 29 years. And I have to tell you, I think being a cow town is a state of mind. These people think that if you can't sit in an arena and watch basketball, that it's a cow town. Well, that's their perception.
You want to know something? I think you're a victim of a cow town mentality when you think that an arena, it's like Babbitt, when you think that an arena is going to make you a sophisticated place. I think you're smoking something that's probably illegal.
And who says that we want the fabric of our town changed?
Well, I don't have it. Why? How would you? Do you think we're a cow town?
Well, I don't think so, but whether or not I do doesn't mean I want the town changed. Maybe people like it be living in a cow town. I don't want to live in New York City or
But don't you think
so
it would
I move there.
Well, don't you think it'd be fun to have tomatoes around that people could paint? That would be kind of whimsical. It would get a lot of publicity.
Well, that's an entirely different question than having an arena. An arena is not going to change my quality of life for the better. I'm never going to be able to afford to go there. And why are they forcing people who can least afford it to pay for it? I mean, a sales tax is a regressive tax on the poor.
Yes, it is, and I absolutely agree with you. And it would take us from 7.75% to 8%. I think the polls pretty much show that it's not going to be a go. At least I hope that's what they show. Donna, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Mike called in to say that this isn't a very good, that there's not a very good art scene in Sacramento, which is interesting because you've got just, down the pike, you've got a wonderful art school at Davis. So you would think that there would be more of a thriving art scene here, and apparently that is not so. Dave in Placerville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
You know, I think that we're really missing the boat here, and I think the arena piece is just not important. I think what's really missing in Sacramento, and I think what separates us from great cities in the country, is we don't have great universities here. We have okay universities, but we don't have great universities. I mean, if you look at Austin, Texas.
Okay, well, I don't think that that's it exactly, and I'm going to tell you why I don't think that that's enough of an explanation. First of all, you are down the pike from Davis, which is a very fine school. You may not have Harvard here in town, but in my little town, the land that time forgot, here's what you do, and you have what was once a junior college that has become, I believe, a four-year college, so it's not Harvard either.
Yeah.
But what you have got is you've got will. You've got the will to do something, and in my little town, you have a major corporation headquartered there, and they want to make it good for their executives. So,
yeah.
But you have people who are pulling together who have some skin in the game. They really want to make it good. Here, the impression I have coming back now to Sacramento after an absence is that more and more people have come here to strip mine it. Not to give to it, not to love it, but just to get what they can out of it and stay for a time or else leave immediately, whether it's it's somebody doing business in the Capitol, whether it's lobbyists, whether it's developers. They're here to strip mine it. They aren't here to love it. And I think that that is the ultimate in cowtownism. I think if you have enough will, political will, public will, people who really want to, who care about it, who want to, make it a better place, then I think you will have a greater likelihood of something happening.
Absolutely.
Okay, I thank you, Dave, for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-61320, Dale in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing, Enid?
I am doing well, Dale. Thank you.
Great question. I wanted to say I'm from Baltimore originally, and Baltimore has always had the reputation of a cow town between New York City and Washington, D.C. But it was that whole reputation was turned around by the mayor of Baltimore way back when, and his name was Schaefer, and he, along with, I guess, developers and businessmen and whatnot, designed a plan for the Inner Harbor. And it really completely changed the view of Baltimore, even though in the outlying areas, Baltimore was, you know, still pretty messy. I think that made it not a cow town anymore was the people who came into it from other places. When the people from D.C. started to come into Baltimore instead of the reverse, and the people from New York wanted to stop in and see what was going on in Baltimore in the Inner Harbor, I think it changed the whole character of Baltimore.
You know, I think that's a fascinating story, because what you're describing here is a situation where a lot of people came together and developed and shared a vision and then figured out a way to make it happen, figured out a way to implement it. And because it was so wonderful a vision, it drew a lot of sophisticated people into it. Dale,
that's correct.
I thank you so much for the call. And also what I want to say is that there is a book by Florida's his last name, and The Rise of the Creative Class, I think is the title of it. And his thesis is, and a lot of cities subscribe to his point of view, Denver among them, is that if you create a really hip, cool environment, you will attract those kinds of people, and therefore you will attract the businesses that cater to those kinds of people. So I want your thoughts on that. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, 103, 104 we've reached today. In fact, at the moment, it's 104, 72 for the low tonight. Traffic's looking all right, though. Southbound 99, as usual, it is very slow, jam-packed, disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Northbound 99 at Sheldon Road a little bit past Fruit Ridge Road, we do have a disabled vehicle slowing traffic down as well. Eastbound 50, just north of northbound Watt Avenue, another disabled vehicle. But it looks like no crashes. That's wonderful. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
For years,
I was in the water before I knew what happened. I reached up to stop an or two from going overboard. The next thing I knew, I was overboard too. Watching my boat, there was nothing I could do to avoid being hit. The first time, the propeller cut through my back. The second time, it cut my hand and arm. A moment of operator inattention, a lifetime of can't forget. Because I survived, I can tell you how important it is to be responsible on your boat. Visit BoatSmarter.com and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
The fact that somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail, do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin? Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow. This guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Oh, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we? They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana. are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply and sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say, enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sit on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete visual is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free. Call her now at
349-1320. 3:45 on the Thursday edition, pre-vacation edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, and then I'm not yours again until August the 1st, but you're going to be in great hands. You'll be in Air America hands until my return, and I am coming back, so don't worry. I haven't moved and left no forwarding address, although I'm sure some people wish I had. But, they're not going to be that lucky this time. Here's a question. In the wake of apparently an accord has been reached on the arena deal, we're going to have they're going to put it on the ballot anyway. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. What makes you a cow town? Or what makes you not a cow town? In other words, how do you counter cow townism? You build an arena, is that going to do it? 349-1320, 866-620-1320, or is it like wearing designers' initials and clothes all over, you know, slathering yourself with other people's initials that only advertises to the universe how insecure you are to have so vastly overpaid? They should be paying you to rent your body to use it as an ambulatory billboard for some of the designer's initials. So, you know, when a town that feels like it's a second city to, say, the Bay Area or to San Francisco puts up an arena and says, we're going to be now a pinnacle of sophistication, I just think it's like advertising to the universe how unsophisticated and insecure you really are, that you're going to stick your citizens with the most regressive tax you can to get them to pay for something that is a bastion, a palace for rich people. It costs a fortune to get in there. The people who are the players here have tons and tons of money. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. Mike in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I happen to be one of those that I'm really glad that you're here.
Oh, well, thank you. You're probably, there are three of you all together, I believe.
When you go,
you'll meet those other two people.
Sure, you come back with a fine tan and look even better than you do.
Oh, well, this is radio where we are all beautiful. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on a couple things. The first one is that Sacramento does have an art scene. The problem is it happens to be down at Walmart when they have a sale ad and a coupon. That's the art scene.
That's the art scene. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's if it's under $100.
The other
thing I want to comment on is, I think you hit the nail on the head just now. What we have is a humongous inferiority complex with San Francisco and several other towns around here, and I think that's the way that it manifests itself, by us going out and pulling down a whopping regressive sales tax on ourselves.
Well, there's nothing to be embarrassed about in Sacramento. There are lovely, fine things here. Here's what it is and what it isn't. What it is it is what it is, and it is the capital of the, fifth, sixth largest economy in the universe, on the planet. It has got a lot of wonderful things going for it. It's beautifully situated in that it's an hour and a half, you know, to Tahoe, hour and a half to skiing, hour and a half to gambling, hour and a half to the Bay Area. So it's has been way more affordable. It has a more family-centered mentality about it. It's where a lot of stuff goes down. I mean, there's a lot that recommends Sacramento. I love being on the Delta on a warm summer night. San Francisco does not have that. Rarely has a warm summer's night. It gets really cold. It doesn't have that same feeling that I remember fireflies from the Midwest. It's a rich life here.
And yet, there is one thing to be embarrassed about. And that is that we have politicians that swoon whenever Maloof comes around with an invitation to the Palms and a comped room, and also politicians who wear fishnets for developers in town.
I don't even think they bought it.
I'm not embarrassed about Sacramento. I love this place. What I'm embarrassed about is the way that our politicians are acting by not holding their ground and saying, hey, look, you know, if you want us, then you got to treat us decently, and that's not the way to do it. And you don't disrespect all the poor people in town by saying, hey, guess what? We want you to foot the bill for something you'll never get inside.
Well, you know what? That's the ultimate F-bomb, as far as I'm concerned, to the population. I thank you, Mike. To the citizenry of Sacramento, thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Paula in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Well, thank you, Enid, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm a native Sacramento, and I think one of the things that would inch us toward being a great city would be a safe and efficient rapid transit system and a safe cultural center downtown. It's not safe to go downtown at night, and it's not safe to use our rapid transit at night.
It's not? You mean there are all kinds of incidents that happen if you go down at night?
It's so scary. It's so scary.
Even in Midtown?
Even in Midtown, yeah. Well, I'd say the transit system is scary. It's not so much Midtown that's scary at night. It's getting down there. We have tried to take the rapid transit downtown, the light rail downtown,
right,
at night. So
where do you live? Which section do you live in, Paul?
I live in South Sacramento, but we used to live down right off of Folsom and 65th, and we took that station. And even that station is dangerous at night.
Wow.
Well, you know, we were scared, and we're not diminutive people, you know, and we would love to go down and have dinner and a few drinks and be able to light rail it back home all safe and sound, but...
That, you know, you have really put your finger on something, and that is that there is an edge to Sacramento that I don't remember the last time I was here, and a grittiness, and there's a slightly sinister quality that you really have to kind of watch behind your shoulder. It's not, you don't have the feeling that it's as easy as it could be. So I take your point. I thank you for making it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll tell you what, if there was a sack of tomatoes sitting on the porch, then they would be willowed because it's 103 out of 4 today. 72 for the low tonight. And all through the next couple of days, we're going to have those hot end of July nights. Disabled vehicles, southbound Cap City Freeway, just south of T Street in South Sac. We also have, it looks like we do have a crash. Unfortunately, we have a crash with no injuries. That's good. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just north of E Street. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Kate Clinton!
Oh, my goodness. So much is happening. I guess the only people that have to be really, really happy about all this news about a war is the Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight, yes? So I've been following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to NoHaggleMortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. It's simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
Three things allow NoHaggleMortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay to loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. Three, no haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to NoHaggleMortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to NoHaggleMortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:55 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7 and then not again until August the 1st. So today we have to tie up every piece of loose end that we can. We're talking about the arena. Apparently there's a deal that's been reached and so it will appear on the ballot. Surprise, surprise. And the question is, what makes you a cowtown? And how do you counter feeling like you are a cowtown? Is the arena the answer? I think it's the dopiest possibility. Rich, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello.
Hi, Rich. Welcome.
Oh. Yeah, I just want to make a couple of not too disjointed comments, not much of an argument. But I've been born and raised in Sacramento mostly, left a few times. And first of all, let me just say that there's a sociologist who made a study of civilizations. And one of the surefire signs of decay and ultimate demise is what he called the emphasis on and sensate arts, of which, you know, the gladiatorial games, the professional sports are really a prime example of this. And that's what's occurring now in our society, this overemphasis on these kinds of entertainments and these allures, which, again, you know, if you look back to the Roman days and Greek days, this is a, you know, sign of decay. And secondly, there's, you know, E.F. Schumacher, an economist, small is beautiful, you know, rah, rah, rah. But what this leads me to is that I remember the Sacramento Solons, baseball team, minor league, here in Sacramento, U Stadium. Tickets were such that anyone could go to these games. And it was a community resource at the time. Beautiful. There was even an ice hockey team that was here. Everyone could afford the tickets. Everyone could go down to Del Paso, and watch the Argonauts, play ice hockey. And now we have the River Cats, which is, a beautiful stadium, really, a small, limited stadium. We have the Monarchs. You know, what in the heck, what do we need this?
We don't. We do not need it. And we don't. It's bloated. It's, if they want to do it, that's fine. But let them do it with private monies. It's a preposterous idea to try to stick the people who can least afford it with this monstrosity, Rich. And I thank you for the call. And I want to give
it's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Day 9 of the Mideast flare-up.
Tonight, the aerial bombardments beginning again in the suburbs of Beirut.
President Bush faces the NAACP.
I understand that racism still lingers in America.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. As night fell in Lebanon, the bombs began to fall once again. CBS News reporter Kristen Gillespie is there.
Three explosions within minutes here. The Israelis targeting the southern section of Beirut once again. There's smoke coming out, big plumes coming up from the southern section. The area has been evacuated, but still the Israelis continue to target it.
Last night they targeted what was believed to be a Hezbollah command bunker, dropping 23 tons of bombs. But Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah is alive and well. He turned up on TV today. CBS News Chief Foreign Correspondent Lara Logan reports.
The Hezbollah leader's appearance on Lebanese television was another blow for Israel, proof that once again they'd failed to kill him. He defiantly stuck to his initial demand, no return of Israel's soldiers without a prisoner exchange. And he insisted none of his top leaders had been harmed by the massive Israeli airstrike Wednesday night.
Lara Logan reports a very reliable Israeli newspaper says the Israeli troop presence inside Lebanon has increased to several thousand.
The Israeli army wouldn't confer or deny them, but what we know so far is that they are said to be conducting out similar raids that smaller teams have been doing, trying to find tunnels that Hezbollah guerrillas have been using both to store weapons and to attack Israeli forces and launch rockets.
Reportedly, the Israeli military plans to establish a 20-mile buffer zone in South Lebanon. Civilians living within 20 miles of the border have been warned to leave immediately. Now this.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way. The answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
Now, how can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Realtors have the experience to price your home so it can sell for up to 16% more than selling it yourself.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent, and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
President Bush tried to do some fence mending with African Americans today.
I consider it a tragedy that the party of Abraham Lincoln let go of his historic ties with the African American community.
He made his first appearance before the NAACP. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
The White House hopes the speech in a packed Washington convention hall helped break the ice after 5 years of declining invitations for the president to address the nation's oldest civil rights group. Mr. Bush acknowledged rocky relations between Republicans and black voters.
For too long, my party wrote off the African-American vote, and many African-Americans wrote off the Republican Party.
The president and the NAACP have had difficult dealings. Mr. Bush moved to bury the hatchet with a call for Senate approval of a renewed Voting Rights Act. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The president knew that vote was a done deal. This afternoon, the Senate voted 98 to nothing to renew the Voting Rights Act. Storms in the Midwest brought only a brief respite from the heat wave, and they added insult to injury by knocking out power.
90,000 homes and businesses in the city of St. Louis are still without electricity, and the mayor is saying it could be up to 5 days before power is restored.
John Mills of CBS television affiliate KMOV reports the National Guard will help evacuate people from sweltering homes and bring them to air-conditioned shelters. St. Louis confirms one heat-related death. Nationwide, the high temperatures are blamed for at least 17 deaths. A tropical storm warning is posted for the Massachusetts coast as Beryl approaches from the south.
Wind gusts will range from potentially gusts up to 60 miles an hour across Nantucket to the coast of Rhode Island and the eastern tip of Connecticut, wind gusts up to around 35 miles per hour.
Bill Simpson of the National Weather Service says the storm is tracking to the northeast. It will not make a direct hit on land. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
This is Ray.
So hot today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. Wow. Is that hot? It's so hot, Christy Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry.
Whoa!
It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that. That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Enid Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition. Oh, we're just about to run into the arms of the weekend. I'm Enid Live. I'm yours until 7 o'clock. Yes, I had to think about that for a moment. It's the pre-vacation edition of Enid Live because I take off tomorrow, and I am yours until 7 tonight, and I will be yours again on August the 1st. But you're going to be in great hands with Air America Radio, AM 1320, The Morning Retort with Scott and Sims, Al Franken, Randy Rhodes, etc. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can call. It's always toll-free, and we're giving more tickets away. We're giving away free passes to a special advanced screening of the War Tapes on Monday at the Crest Theater, and we have a couple of tickets to give away, and they're good seats. I think they're orchestra seats, to Bill Maher Sunday night at the Community Center Theater. And that starts at 8. So you have to listen, and then we'll toss it open and figure out how we have to, in our flea market of ideas and everything else, and objet, you have to listen so that so that you might win something. Well, you might win a good idea. That's what you might win. Here's what we've been talking about. It looks like there's an arena deal in that. It's going to appear on the ballot. And what we've been talking about is, this is going to rescue us from being a cow town by having a new arena? I mean, a new arena is preposterous. Not if we have to pay for it. Not if the sales tax is the most regressive tax. The people who are least able to pay for it are being asked to pay for it. So what makes you a cow town, and what counters being a cow town? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Okay, in today's Los Angeles Times, where has Phil Angelides been? I'm getting a really nervous feeling, really, really nervous. It reminds me of where John Kerry was in Colorado, when everybody said, oh, he's going to do well in Colorado, and the campaign simply was not stepping on the gas. And that is the sense I have here with Angelides. And here's Doris Skelton writing in the Los Angeles Times. He says, summers are dangerous for candidates who run against sitting governors. This summer is particularly dangerous for Phil Angelides. He goes back in time to Evel Younger in 1978, Kathleen Brown in 1994, Republican Bill Simon in 2002 are examples, Skelton says, of challengers who stumbled during the summer and never gained traction in the fall. Simon was ahead of Gray Davis by 10 points after the primary, but our lead turned into a 10-point deficit by the end of summer, recalls one of Simon's strategists. Angelides has the same problem. The conventional wisdom, the body politic, says, and you hear it all over town, that Schwarzenegger's going to win. No, for some reason, Angelides has already been written off. So Arnold is going to win as far as the conventional wisdom is concerned. But Skelton goes on to say it's not a universal feeling, and few people are willing to say it publicly. Voters are not paying much attention now because they are on vacation. But political donors are watching, and they are reading the polls. Schwarzenegger's summer goal is to portray Phil Angelides as a distant long shot. Fundamentally, contributors are bettors, and they like to pick winners, notes one Democratic consultant. He believes that Angelides, quote, is in serious danger of getting marginalized fairly quickly. Arnold has a lot of money. He's in an office with a lot of power. He's been moving toward the middle and neutralizing Phil. He has been reaching out to Latinos. Angelides people dismiss much of that, but they won't be quoted by name. They decline to be quoted by name. There's no denying that Arnold's popularity is on the rise. He's got a 7-point lead over Phil. Schwarzenegger's benefited from a style change, windfall tax receipts, and a Democratic legislature willing to deal with him. So, in other words, they're screwing Phil by doing that. But Angelides' advisors believe that the governor is plenty vulnerable. He's not the guy voters thought they elected. And they are confident that Angelides can raise enough money to make that point on TV. The bigger problem for Angelides is, what exactly is his message, and how is he defined in the voters' eyes? Angelides people concede that he has been defined pretty much as a tax hiker. Worse, Angelides has not exactly said what he raised the taxes for. More important, what he has not done is, he has not painted a bold picture of where he would lead his native state. What vision does he have of California 20 years down the road? He does seem to have big ideas, but they have not been shared with voters. And what do you have with Arnold? Here's what you get. You get the celebrity non-politician, the blustering bully, or do you get the positive bipartisan? Because, you know, he's an actor, and every day he's playing a different role. So which Arnold are we going to get today? How many faces can he put that chestnut makeup on? I'm asking you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Other Democratic consultants outside the campaign fault Angelides for being too reactive and not sufficiently proactive. Have we not said this here? But Angelides does possess one valuable asset that Schwarzenegger does not: consistency. He has been pounding on the same themes for years. Don't pay daily bills with borrowed money, even if it means raising taxes. Only borrow for public works to invest in the future. Another asset that Phil Angelides has, writes George Skelton in the Los Angeles Times, is guts. He has never been shy about standing up to a governor, whether it was Davis or whether it was Schwarzenegger. Angelides needs to get this stuff across to voters, and that's why his latest attempt to define himself, which is about to start with a big TV ad buy, is so critical. People want to know that Phil is a viable alternative to Arnold. So
it may be summer, and it may be that people are on vacation, but I think that campaign has got to go to town. And here's what else I would say to Phil Angelides, were he listening to my show, which undoubtedly he isn't, but he ought to be, or his advisors. I would say two things, and here's what the polls have shown. If he can somehow connect the anger that we feel toward this hideous administration that doesn't want to give us good science, it doesn't want to give us good research, it doesn't want to fund stem cell research, it has gotten us into a hideous war, it has gotten us into hideous deficits, everything that is awful for us, and disease is what this administration stands for, and people are furious. And if Phil can somehow harness that anger and yoke it to a positive, bold, gutsy vision of California that we can all buy into, a kind of California, a city on a shining, a state on a shining hill, or a shining, well, no, it's a shining city on a hill, I think, shining state on a hill, then I think he could resonate with a lot of people. But it takes real imagination. It takes gutsiness. It takes real imagination. It takes the ability to resonate. And if you were creating the scenario of what would resonate with Californians, because remember, you have many, many Californians here. You have the kind of California that's up close to the Oregon border that is that was is like in the 19th century, some parts of it. You have a California down beyond Los Angeles and beyond that's like in the 22nd century in some ways. And you have the red state, blue state parts of California. I mean, you have so many different parts of California. But how to find that universal thing and really to resonate with it, if you have any thoughts about this, if you were the strategist running this campaign, what would you say to Phil? What would the vision consist of? 349-1320, 866-620-1320. What would work for you? What would a politician have to say to you? Here's what Arnold is doing right now. They have, first of all, enlisted Poppy, Bush's old man, to help with the governor's campaign. Poppy, who, when he's not jumping out of airplanes, is probably jumping out of his mind when he thinks about what his son is doing to this country. President George H.W. Bush will join Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger today at two private California fundraisers as the Republican governor seeks to raise $75 million this campaign season for the party and his own race against Phil Angelides. Attendees can give limited funds to Schwarzenegger or unlimited funds to a state Republican committee, highlighting the increasing role of parties in the first gubernatorial race with contribution restrictions for candidate accounts. The governor has longstanding ties with Poppy, who in 1990 named Arnold chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. The governor and former President Bush have been friends for more than 20 years, and Poppy has been an important figure in the governor's start in public service. While Schwarzenegger has promoted his ties to Poppy, he has not exactly done the same with Poppy's son, Dickie, who had only a 28% approval rating in California in late May. In fact, Arnold was at the White House recently at a White House dinner honoring his mother-in-law, and there wasn't a word about it in the press, and he didn't want to talk about it at all. So here you have Poppy helping out Arnold to rake in as much money as they can possibly rake in. 349-1320. And Arnold has also vowed to traverse the globe to sell the state's products. He says he's a super salesman, and now he's headed overseas, and I hope he stays there for a good long while. He has argued that he has been the super salesman of California products, from produce to high tech. He said that in addition to his upcoming trade mission to Mexico, he's going to travel to India and to Europe as part of what he called a commitment to bring back California's economy. I will go anywhere in the world to sell California products, to offer our high-tech and environmental know-how, to promote tourism, to sell our agricultural products, he said during a speech at the Commonwealth Club. Many, many deals have come from these trips, he told the audience. And in the audience were former Secretary of State George Shultz and California Secretary of Agriculture. The governor said that the state had reaped 600,000 new jobs during his tenure, and we were able to reach out directly and sell products to the people in trips abroad to Japan and China where deals included the opening of a chain of Japanese-based convenience stores in California, an expanded partnership between United Airlines and Air China, and the first sales of California plums in China. So this is what he's saying he's going to do. He's also talking about having a dialogue about health care issues. He's going to have that dialogue. And that's another thing he's putting out on the table. 349-1320, after Phil has talked about the possibility of that as well. So in some ways, Phil started talking about it before Arnold did. What does Phil have to do? What kind of a vision does he have to spell out? What does he have to do in order to resonate with California voters? What kind of a bold vision does he have to put together that would make you interested in him as a candidate? And how does he manage to step on your gas with the anger that we all feel at this ridiculous administration? Look at how Arnold is insulating himself from the administration. And what Phil's got to do is put it to him and remind everybody that all he is that Arnold is a Republican. And once a Republican, always a Republican. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Nice and warm. In fact, I just stepped outside and sent chills down my spine. I had about 104 we are seeing at the moment. Tonight, low 72 and on through the next couple of days up to 110. We do have got our traffic. Oh, my traffic just went away. E Street en route to Northbound Cap City Freeway. We have a disabled vehicle blocking traffic there as well. Now we have an ambulance and emergency vehicles at westbound I-80 at Riverside Avenue. A three-car collision, and that is blocking the traffic en route. Back with Maureen and live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists? Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today. Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know that? It was so hot in Encino, Michael Jackson actually stopped at a young boy's lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort. And left. It's Gene and Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
422 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, and then I'm yours again August the 1st because I'm taking some time off. So today's the day when we wrap it all up, but you're in good hands with Air America. We're going to be giving away more tickets. We have a lot going on today, and we're talking about the conventional wisdom, and the conventional wisdom is that Phil's going to lose and Arnold's going to win. But Phil, what Phil has to do, he's got to do two things. He's got to articulate a really bold vision that resonates with people for California. He's got to point out that Arnold is really just an actor, and he's got to really hammer that home. He's got to also yoke Arnold to the Bush administration because they are birds of a feather. 349-1320-866-620-61320. So if you were a campaign advisor, what would you advise Phil to do to really step on the gas? Because he's been MIA lately. Suzanne in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Suzanne. Suzanne? Hello, are you there? Yes, no? I hear something, but I think she must have gone away. All right, Suzanne, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you. Let's head over to John in Sacramento. Hi, John, you're live with Enid. I think we got a problem with John as well? Okay, I guess we do. People are calling back. We're having some sort of a technical issue here. Anyway, so here's what Arnold is doing to buy your votes. He's going to host a summit on affordable health care. Not that they're going to actually give you affordable health care. They're just going to have a summit. They're going to have some sort of a meeting about affordable health care. That doesn't mean you're ever going to see it in your lifetime. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Suzanne and Carmichael, you're back. Are you with us now?
Hi.
Hi, what happened? Did you go take a break?
I don't know what happened.
Well, good heavens. Well, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I think that Arnold should be asked very specifically why he met with Enron's upper echelon while Enron was in the process of raping California.
Ooh, that's good. And also, it ought to be pointed out that Arnold's taking huge amounts of money from the oil companies. And I don't know if Phil is. Phil might be as well. I don't know. But Arnold certainly is.
I mean, everybody's taking money from everybody for their, well, campaign contributions. That's a whole different subject, which just irritates the daylights out of me. But, I mean, that meeting was very peculiarly timed. It was before Gray Davis was in all this trouble, you know, when everything was being blamed on him. It was before that. So it's a very suspicious meeting and at a very...
All right, but let me ask you, we've heard about that meeting, but let me ask you what Phil would have to articulate is his vision. Not only to point his finger at Arnold and said, you did something wrong, but what is Phil going to give us that's something right?
I do like the idea. I'm not anti-tax. I do like that in him, that he's having the nerve to stand up and say, look, folks, this is the truth of it all. Unless you want to go in.
Yeah, but that's too, it's too intellectual. He's got to set out a really bold vision. And what is that bold vision? We can do this. You know, a vision where you really feel inspired. What would that consist of? Suzanne, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you are in a work environment when someone inspires you, you know, when they make you see the possibilities of how this can be, what has he got to do? What has he got to say? How's he going to resonate with us? John in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, this is John. You got me, Enid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what he needs to do is he needs to bring across a message that our country and our Constitution is being hijacked by this American Ayatollah, and California is the battleground, and we need to take this back.
Ooh, that's good. And how is California the battleground, would you say?
Well, we're the largest, you know, we're the largest state population-wise in the Union. We're the fifth largest economy in the world, and if the Republicans continue to take us over... It's, you know, we just may as well roll over.
Well, I think that's a really good start, John. I thank you very much. That's a good one. I hope the campaign is listening. Here's what Arnold is offering. He's offering a summit but critics are skeptical of his motives. Oh, no kidding. You know, it's just like, it's just a scripted event. He is going to host a summit on healthcare affordability, where people are going to talk about how unaffordable it is. They're going to have their summit. It'll be a photo op. There'll be a lot of publicity on it, and nothing is going to happen as a result of it. A meeting where stars of the health policy universe will toss out ideas for stemming skyrocketing medical costs. Why doesn't Arnold or Phil or somebody stand up and say, look, here's what we want to do. We want to make it so that if you live in California, you have a single-payer system, everybody gets affordable health care. Everybody in the state of California gets affordable health care. So that's one thing that Phil can say. The other thing that we have got a system of... We have a prison system in such hideous disarray that Arnold's hands have been slapped hugely by the special master, who was fearless in pointing fingers. And I don't know if you think about this stuff very often, but as the Bush administration, and as we get tougher on crime in California and have to deal with a prison meltdown situation, as the Bush administration gets tougher on illegal immigrants and increases its spending on enforcement, some of the biggest beneficiaries may be the companies that have been building and running private prisons around the country. By the fall of 2007, this administration expects that about 27,500 immigrants will be in detention each night, an increase of 6,700 over the current number in custody. At the average cost these days of $95 a night, that adds up to an estimated total annual cost of nearly $1 billion. So who are going to be the happy beneficiaries here? Well, Corrections Corporation of America and the GEO Group, which was formerly known as Wackenhut Corrections Corporation. The two biggest prison operators now house a total of fewer than 20% of the immigrants in detention, but along with several smaller companies, they are jockeying for a bigger piece of the growing business. So, you know, here's what you do. You just turn over the underside of anything this administration wants to do, and you find out that there's a profit motive in there for somebody, one of their cohorts, one of their supporters. So here it is, a boon for private prisons. I think any time you outsource any of this stuff, any time you have private prisons, any time you have schools that are for-profit kinds of schools, you have, I think you really have whored yourself out. If you think that they're not going to cut corners in order to make a profit and you've cut a better deal, all you've done probably is to make it somebody else's responsibility. But if you have been the one to say we're going to outsource our prisons to these private entities, if you have been the one to say we're going to outsource our schools to these for-profit entities, you have betrayed the public trust. In Indiana, they sold off the rights to some of the toll roads. You know, these are things that are, these are public works. They are financed at the public expense. And yet, here are the rights that are, you know, sold off to large entities so that they can make a profit. Well, if they can make a profit, why can't we make a profit? I don't get this. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. So here's what Arnold does. He puts on his makeup. He makes sure that his hair is just the right shade of chestnut. And he better be careful about that because you know what? There's a new study out that says that there are 22 different hair dyes, and it gives the chemical formulation of all of them that can cause cancer. So we... It could be that chestnut is one of them. We don't really know for sure, but you never know. And so he gets up every day. He puts on his makeup. He makes sure his hair matches his makeup. He makes sure that the makeup is on his hands. And then he goes out and he gets his picture taken, and he says he's gonna meet with Bush, and they are going to try to raise some money together. And then he says he's going to go to Europe and Mexico and other places because he's a super salesman. And then he says he's going to have a summit, and they're going to talk about affordable health care. Never mind that you're ever going to ever have affordable health care. And he's going to just posture around. It's going to be one photo op after another. And the conventional wisdom is that he's going to win. Is he going to win? 349-1320. Well, if Phil is still MIA, then he will win. Steve in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Hey, one way to tie Arnold to President Bush is bring out how Arnold campaigned strong in Ohio, a swing state, and Ohio went for Bush, and Arnold helped them get over the top.
Did Arnold campaign strongly for him in Ohio?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness.
He actually flew to Ohio and campaigned for him.
Is there any footage of that exists? Any video of that exists?
I hope Phil's getting it right now.
I hope he is getting it right now, and I hope he is putting it up front and center. Oh, Steve, that's so juicy.
I know.
I hope there are pictures of the Republicans stealing the election, too, in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some of that, too.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that part. Thank you, Steve.
You have a great day,
Dan. Yeah, thanks. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Oh, I'll tell you what. Before we go into this break, we're going to give away two passes. So you be the first two people to call. Two sets of passes to see... let's see, what are we going to do? This is for the advanced screening at the Crest Theater. Okay. And this is going to be at Monday night. The show starts at 7. You pick up your tickets at the Crest Theater, so you get there a little bit early. It's at 1013 K Street. And what is it that you will win tickets for? It's a special advanced screening of a film called The War Tapes, straight from the front lines in Iraq. It's the first war movie filmed by the soldiers themselves. You'll be the first two callers, and you will win two sets of passes free to this. Okay, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left. With Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, it's nice and warm. We have lows tonight, 72 highs. We are actually at 104 at the moment. It's getting a little warmer as the day goes by. On for the next couple of days, right around the same, though, 107, maybe 110 by Sunday. Our traffic's looking pretty good. You know, we are slow at 99, southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. And also, we have a hit and run eastbound I-80 just west of Norwood Avenue that is blocking the lane. And our crash at Mount Vernon Road, just east of Harris Homes, that's in Auburn. However, ambulance and emergency vehicles, and it looks like it is an injury accident. So please stay clear of that on through Sacramento. Back with Maureen live at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal internet. That is you and me. You and me is the internet. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just do something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
A woman on the road.
it to me.
Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, the Thursday pre-vacation edition of Enid Live. I take off tomorrow, and I am back with you on August the 1st, but I am yours until 7 o'clock tonight, and so anything that we need to talk about, this is the time to do it. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. We'll have more tickets for the War Tapes to give out and some Bill Maher tickets to give out. He will be appearing on Sunday night at the Sacramento Community Center Theater. A federal Department of Homeland Security agent passed along information about student protests against military recruiters at Berkeley and Santa Cruz, landing the demonstrations on a database tracking foreign terrorism, according to government documents that were just released. So a Department of Homeland Security agent passed along information about student protests against military recruiters at Berkeley and at UC Santa Cruz, landing the demonstrations on a database tracking foreign terrorism. The documents were released by the ACLU, which filed a Freedom of Information Act request on behalf of student groups who protested against recruiters who visited their campus in April of 2005. I mean, is this an amazing story or what? And it gets worse. They've just done another Katrina audit. The Homeland Security Department wasted hundreds. They're busy tracking student demonstrators against military recruiters, if you can believe that. And the Department of Homeland Security, you know, those people who brought you duct tape and a tarp as your frontline defense again between you and terrorism, wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars last year on, are you ready for this? Dog booties. Now, could someone tell me what dog booties are? You know, you do know that there is something called when your dog is neutered and you don't want them to feel embarrassed around other little doggies, they have something called neuticles. So they have little, they can install these in your doggie. So it looks like he has a pair, and they're called neuticles. This is an actual product. So dog booties. What are dog booties? Please someone tell me. The Homeland Security Department wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars on iPods, dog booties, beer-making equipment, and designer jackets, congressional investigators have included. More than 100 laptop computers and a dozen boats, also bought by Homeland Security employees, are missing. You know, they just, you know, those boats, they're so small, you could tuck one away in your handbag and you just, you know, you could leave it in the restroom. No one would know where it is. It just got lost. Fell through the cracks. Pretty big cracks, I would say. Poor training, lax oversight, and rampant confusion over what employees are allowed to buy with government-issued purchase cards left Homeland Security vulnerable to fraud, waste, and abuse. Let me see if this is right. Lax security, rampant confusion over what employees are allowed to buy with government-issued purchase cards that were granted by Homeland Security, left Homeland Security vulnerable to fraud, waste, and abuse. How about stupidity, thievery, general mopery? I mean, why do you think that if you're working for the Department of Homeland Security and they give you a credit card, you can go buy doggy booties? What are dog booties? Tell me what they are, because these booties are made for marching, apparently, right over the Department of Homeland Security's fiscal. Isn't that a sad story? Well, it gets even worse, and I want to, okay, here it is. The life cycle is apparently backwards. Somebody sent this to me, and I wanted to share it with you. The life cycle is apparently backwards. I think, said this person, I think the life cycle is backwards. Here's how it should really happen. You should die first. You should start out dead and get it out of the way. Then you wake up in an old age home feeling better every day. You get kicked out for being too healthy. You go to collect your pension, and then when you start working, you get a gold watch on your first day. And you work for 40 years until you're young enough to enjoy your retirement. You drink alcohol, you party, you're generally promiscuous, and then you get ready for your high school prom. You go to primary school, you become a kid, you play, you have no responsibilities, you become a baby, and then you spend your last 9 months floating peacefully in luxury, in spa-like conditions, central heating, room service on tap, larger quarters every day, and finally, finally, you finish off as an orgasm. I rest my case. The life cycle backwards. 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. One of the things I noticed, I wanted to share with you is we were talking about the Department of Homeland Security. A serious topic here is that a doctor and a couple of nurses have been charged with euthanizing some of the people who are left behind in these hospitals when Katrina hit. And another side of the story has begun to emerge. One Louisiana doctor has said that the chaos was so great that the patients were injected with drugs in order to be able to deal with it. So this doctor arrived at Memorial Medical Center to treat several patients as Hurricane Katrina's winds were gathering, and did not leave until days later when the water and the temperature and the body count had risen beyond endurance. By the time the ordeal ended, her friends and supporters say Dr. Anna Poo was one of the few doctors left in a hospital that had become a nightmare. Overheated patients were dying around her, and only a few could be taken away by helicopter, the only means of escape for the most fragile patients until the water receded. Medicines were running low, and with no electricity, patients living on machines were running out of battery power. In the chaos, Dr. Poe was left to care for many patients she did not know. But did she cross the line during those harrowing days using lethal injections to kill several patients who were in extreme distress? The Attorney General of Louisiana said that Dr. Poe did, and on Tuesday recommended that she be prosecuted for murder. Her supporters, however, say that there is another explanation. She was using drugs to try to calm and comfort patients who had nearly reached their limits. One of her professors, who had actually helped to train her, had said that she told him that she and the two nurses who have also been arrested in this case either helped to evacuate the last patients or tried to make them comfortable with pain medications. Asked about the accusation that she had given patients lethal doses, her former professor said, "That is not in the character of Anna Maria Poole. Here is a woman who is absolutely dedicated to excellence in patient care." So here's the situation. It's a horrible situation. Katrina has hit. Patients are in extreme distress and too fragile to be moved. And only a few were able to be moved. Medicines were running low, and with no electricity, patients living on machines were running out of battery power. And in that chaos, she admitted pain medications to try to calm them and comfort them. And she is now being prosecuted for murder. You have any thoughts about this? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Manya in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to comment on the Kings and the new arena deal.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well,
will it make us less of a cow town?
Pardon me?
Will a new arena make us less of a cow town?
You know, I don't really have an opinion on that. I'm just trying to make it day to day. And as a county worker, we are stalled in negotiations. The county have dug in their feet. We're not going to get a cent more probably in our contracts, but yet now they want us to pay a quarter percentage more when we go out on sales tax.
I agree with you. I think it's really unfair, and I think it's morally reprehensible.
Well, I'm not a basketball fan, but I certainly don't see how a new arena and me spending more money out of my pocket to buy things day to day is going to help me or this city.
I couldn't agree with you more, Manya. And the point is that here you are. When is this situation going to get resolved? These pay negotiations.
We just found out that we're basically in the stalls right now, and I'm not quite sure each of our unions are doing different deals, but county's dug in hard. They don't think they can give us even a particular office I work in. We're 17% lower than the surrounding counties, or the counties that are equivalent to ours for my job, and it's just a disgrace.
Well, I think you make an excellent point, and I thank you for making it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Sean in Lincoln. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm wondering why you want to vote for someone that promises to raise taxes and to complain about the government wasting tax money.
He hasn't promised to raise taxes. He said he would if he needed to, but he hasn't promised that he's going to do it.
That's a promise.
No, it isn't. And why would you vote for somebody whose hair and makeup are coordinated, but he doesn't have an idea in his head? What is it that you like about Arnold?
He tried to make change, and it just got all, how would you say it? Just blown out of proportion.
Oh, he tried to make change, but it got all blown out of proportion. Exactly why do you think he's a good candidate for governor? What has he done that's positive?
What has he done that's positive?
Mm-hmm.
He tried to cut the government waste, for one thing.
Oh, he tried to cut the government waste. Oh, he hasn't been a very successful governor, I don't think, by any measure. He got roundly rebuked on all those propositions that he tried to float. He didn't get a one of them through.
Why was he rebuked?
Because people thought that these were all silly ideas.
And why did the people think that?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask them, Sean. You'd have to ask them, why do you think that this man is not competent to put forward these propositions? You'd have to ask them why. 349-1320. Cliff, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
You were asking earlier, at least raising the discussion about the physician and the nurses who were arrested in New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that the hard part of the discussion is that we don't know what was going on with those particular patients, how ill they were, whether or not they were people at the end of their lives, and whether or not the doc actually acted to ease their suffering or whether or not there was something that could potentially...
How could you determine that now after the fact? Because some of these people were on life support machines and the batteries were running low and there wasn't any electricity. And other people were too fragile to be moved. What would you, you're a doc, aren't you, Cliff?
Yeah.
All right, what would you do in a case like that?
Well, you know, most of these hospitals have backup generators to run things like ventilators. I don't know how long they can run in the total absence of outside power, but, you know, hospitals are basically capable of completely functioning on their own.
All right, now this is what they were saying, that medicines were running low with no electricity. Patients living on machine were running out of battery power. I'm assuming these were catastrophic conditions.
Sure, and if they ran out of necessary pain medication or sedative medication, having somebody on a ventilator would be cruel punishment. So that may be one option, too, is that what was happening is with the necessary medications to make life support reasonably comfortable were also gone. I mean, there's so many factors we don't know. One would presume that there's a chart record of what was going on with these patients that still exists.
Maybe in the chaos of the moment, there wasn't much in the chart.
Yeah, who knows? That's the whole question. So I think when you look at this, you have to say that, you know, physicians' ethics always say, you know, first do no harm, and beneficence always over maleficence. But you have to preserve patient autonomy. So when you have somebody who's on a ventilator or unable to speak for themselves or in the last throes of their lives and there's no relatives and it's a crisis situation, I think then, you know, usually we look at two physicians or two healthcare providers as capable of making emergency consents and emergency decisions. And so if you have a doctor or a group of doctors there looking at the situation saying, this is hopeless, these people are suffering, heroic efforts to keep them alive are hurting them more than they're helping them, shut off the equipment.
Well, they didn't say that she shut off the equipment, only that she administered a pain medication, and the government is saying that she euthanized them.
And that's the question, is whether or not she really did, or whether or not, you know, it was an accidental overdose, or whether or not it was, you know, and that's the whole thing, it's hard to know. And if she did euthanize them, the question is, did she do that to spare them from suffocating to death without a breathing machine that was functioning properly?
Well, those are really critical questions, Cliff. We're going to have to leave it there, and I thank you very much for asking them. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
You bet. Thanks, Enid. Today we're looking at about 104, actually, going up in temperature as the afternoon falls. 72 for the low tonight. Now, that ozone layer looking pretty thin throughout Sacramento and San Joaquin counties, but the keeping the electricity down is actually working. So let's keep sparing the air for the next couple of days. Traffic hazards, northbound I-5 at Richards Boulevard and northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Elvis. We do have a disabled vehicle blocking traffic. Back with more Enid Live. It's AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hurry in to...
If you send
mixed messages.
Of course we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, Bin Laden. He's let me say, I certainly hope so. Before I...
If you send mixed messages.
Whew, that's a loaded question. First of all, I admire Senator Kerry's service to our country.
If you send mixed messages.
I admire the fact that he is a great dad. We're facing
If you send mixed messages.
Let me finish. And so the answer to your question is, no doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work.
I always consider myself the father of four boys, even though two of my sons are gone. Our twins, Kevin and Brian, died when their boat capsized. Bad weather, cold water, and the absence of life jackets contributed to their deaths. If I can help one person avoid the daily heartbreak that my wife and family must endure, then asking you to be responsible on your boat will be well worth my time. Visit BoatSmarter.com, and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
So hot today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Hot. Got it. Hot down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. It's so hot, Christie Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry.
Whoa!
It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that. That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
To Enid now,
349-1320. 4:57 on the Thursday, almost weekend edition of Enid Live. I am yours only till 7 o'clock tonight, and then again, August the 1st, I'm taking some time off. But you're going to be in great hands, and you're going to be in good hands, too, if you win these passes. I have three pairs of passes to give away right now. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. This is a special advanced screening of the war tapes. This has gotten...
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
To AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. As Israeli tanks shell southern Lebanon, ground troops reportedly have stepped up the effort to root out Hezbollah. An Israeli newspaper says several thousand Israeli troops are now operating inside Lebanon. CBS News reporter Kristen Gillespie in Beirut says this could trigger a dangerous escalation.
There have been hints over the past few days that Israel might be considering a full ground invasion of Lebanon, and Lebanon's defense minister is saying the army will step off the sidelines and join forces with Hezbollah to fight Israel should that happen.
Airstrikes in Beirut's southern suburbs continue. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah appeared on TV today to show he hadn't been killed in the bombing last night that targeted a suspected Hezbollah command bunker. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan told the Security Council he thinks Israel has gone too far.
While Hezbollah's actions are deplorable, and as I've said, Israel has a right to defend itself, the excessive use of force is to be condemned.
He conceded that a ceasefire will take time. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has tentative plans to visit the Mideast next week. After declining invitations for 5 years, President Bush spoke to the NAACP today. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
President Bush has used the speech to point to lingering racism in America, telling the NAACP it is easier to change a law than a human heart. He also touched on the GOP's sometimes rocky relations with black voters.
For too long, my party wrote off the African-American vote, and many African-Americans wrote off the Republican Party.
But Mr. Bush won big applause when he told the NAACP he looks forward to signing the Voting Rights Act renewal. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The Senate approved renewal of the Voting Rights Act this afternoon. An unrelenting heat wave coupled with storms that knocked out power to 500,000 homes and businesses have created a crisis situation in the St. Louis area.
Missouri Governor Matt Blunt has signed an executive order declaring a state of emergency for the city of St. Louis. He is also ordering the National Guard to come to the city.
John Mills of CBS television affiliate KMOV reports the troops will help clear storm debris and evacuate people from sweltering homes. At least one death in St. Louis is blamed on the triple-digit temperatures. No indictment today for Barry Bonds, but federal prosecutors in San Francisco say it's still possible. As one grand jury's term expires, they say another panel will continue the investigation of Bonds' alleged steroid use with an eye toward possible perjury or tax charges. With federal investigators still on board, the Crown Princess is back at sea, heading for New York to pick up passengers for another cruise. On Tuesday, the ship was forced to return to Port Canaveral, Florida, after it suddenly tilted to one side. People and furnishings were tossed around. There were dozens of injuries. On Wall Street today, the Dow lost 83 points, the Nasdaq down 41. This is CBS News.
I'm here with Sandy from GSK. Sandy, what can anyone do about so many people slipping through the cracks of the health insurance system?
We fill the gaps.
How's that?
Well, I've had programs that provide over $1 million worth of medicines to folks in need every day.
What kind of people in need?
Like people who've lost their jobs, people who don't have health insurance, people who can't pay for the medicines they need now.
Sounds like a huge job.
I think it's the best job in the company.
GSK, finding a way forward, one day at a time.
Wake up! It's time for the semi-annual jewelry and watch sale at Overstock.com.
If you're looking for a fun fashion statement with some bling or exquisite jewelry by some of the hottest designers, like John Atencio and Damiani, Overstock.com has reduced prices at an additional 15%. Stunning watches by Invicta, Movado, Tag Heuer, and more. Name brands up to 70% off. Don't wait. The sale ends midnight, July 24th. Shop Overstock.com.
What about the zoo animals in this heat wave? WHAS Radio's Michael Clark has the story in Louisville.
While many of the animals are used to the hot, steamy weather, zoo officials aren't taking any chances.
Well, along with their daily routine of being cleaned and fed, we add extra things to that for their diets, too. Frozen popsicles, fruit and popsicles, frozen juice-sicles.
Jane Ann Franklin is the supervisor of animal training at the Louisville Zoo and says they've also set up water sprinklers and misters for the animals. And Franklin says animals are typically smarter than humans when it comes to knowing their limits in this scorching weather.
They're a little brighter about it than we are. You know, at noon, most of them are taking a nap and trying to relax.
Michael Clark, CBS News, Louisville.
Less than a year after the ravages of Hurricane Katrina, a Harvard study finds that one in four people on the southern coast would still ignore an evacuation order. They say they don't want to stay in a shelter, they're worried about traffic jams and the danger of traveling in bad weather, and they say they believe their homes would hold up in a storm. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
When you're tired of talking down the...
These are troubled times. We have to think our way out. We can't faith our way out. It's not a coincidence that so much of Bush's base are faith people, because Bush works in mysterious ways. It helps to have faith. It really does. But religion, it stops people from thinking because they think all the answers are in that one book. It impedes progress. It justifies crazy people. Flying planes into a building was a faith-based initiative. Matters of otherwise common sense become points of debate. Like gay marriage, would we even be having this discussion about whether gay people can marry except for religion? Of course the Catholic Church doesn't want gay men to marry. Half the priesthood would walk out the door the first day and marry the UPS driver.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:06, 6 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, and then I'm not yours anymore until August the 1st. So this is make or break time. This is when we have to, we got anything to say to each other. Today's the day to do it. And you can do it toll-free. In the 916 area code, it's 349-1320. And outside it, it's 866-626-1320. And you can email me, Enid@kctc.com, and we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. And we've been giving away tickets like crazy, and we have two Bill Maher tickets that we're going to be giving away sometime between now and 7 for his Sunday night performance. And those are really good tickets. Those are orchestra seats. And we have passes that we're giving away for a special advanced screening of the War Tapes. And this is Monday, July 24th at the Crest Theater. So we have lots of things going on, and I want to share this with you if you're just joining us. Listen to how the TV stations, the other radio stations, the newspaper, they're all playing the ARCO story. It's going to be on the ballot like it's the second coming. And the question that I began with is, does this make us less of a cow town if we are a cow town? What counters cow townism? Is it a new arena? How about some, what makes any place less than a cow town, or, and are we a cow town? And does having a new arena only advertise the fact that we're such a cow town that we think a new arena is going to de-cow town us? I don't know. I have to share this with you. Many of you know who James Dobson is, Focus on the Family. Say it another way very quickly and you will be fined $325,000 from the FCC, but, you could say it that way and you would be on the money. Last month, pictures of a little Brittany Spaniel named Norman began appearing on light posts in Colorado Springs, billboards, TV ads, uttering a one-syllable moo instead of a woof. It was the Gill Foundation's campaign to boost its message that gays and lesbians are, quote, born different and don't really choose their sexual preference. And you can go to the website, borndifferent.org. to find that message. And the Gill Foundation is Tim Gill, and he's a software mogul, and I think he's gay. and he funds this foundation. No sooner had Norman the puppy mooed than the machinery of Focus on the Family whirred to life to counter the Tim Gill message. So James Dobson's Colorado-based ministry stands firmly against same-sex marriage, stands firmly against gay rights initiatives, and now it is standing firmly against mooing puppies. Focus on the Family has just unveiled its new straight puppy website. It is www.no-moo-lies.com, featuring a basset hound named Sherman, who barks as biology intended. During a news conference, a Focus employee dressed in a dog suit, who serves as a mascot at the group's visitor center, made a brief appearance. Dogs are not born mooing, and people are not born gay, according to a Focus on the Family news release. Focus psychologist Bill Mayer told reporters that scientists had discredited several studies linking homosexuality to genetic causes. And a Focus on the Family genders issues analyst said she herself had overcome lesbianism. "I know firsthand," she said, "that people are not born gay." Focus said the Gill Foundation is trying to influence public perception for a November domestic partnership ballot issue. People who think gays and lesbians are born that way are more likely to support gay rights. So here is what the Focus on the Family's website has to offer. No-moo-lies. Here are some of the topics that you can click on. Meet the ex-gay penguins. Born gay? Question mark. Can gays change? Question mark. Does Colorado need domestic partnerships? Question mark. What does Sherman have to say about this? And then here's a picture of Sherman, the dog. I think he's a basset hound. Born gay? We know dogs aren't born mooing. But what about people? Are they born gay? This is Focus on the Family now. The best research says no. Even respected scientists, several of whom are gay, acknowledge this. Take a look. There is not a single master gene that makes people gay. I don't think we will ever predict who will be gay. This is from Dean Hamer, an openly gay author. It is important to stress what I didn't find. I did not prove that homosexuality is genetic or find a genetic cause for being gay. I didn't show that gay men are born that way. The most common mistake people make is in interpreting my work. This is Simon LeVay, openly gay author of a 1991 gay brain study. The truth is, opines Focus on the Family, there is no scientific proof showing that people are born gay. So why do people say they didn't choose to be gay? So this is Sherman the dog asking these questions. Can gays change? The people who want you to believe that dogs moo also want you to believe it's impossible for gays to change. They say that sexual orientation cannot be altered. Meet Alan Chambers, not a dog, an actual man, an ex-gay man. 15 years ago, Alan was living as a homosexual. Then he decided to change. Today, he is married to a woman and a father of two. But I wonder if he sleeps with her very often. I was told by people in the gay community that I could not change, that there was no hope for that, said Alan. But the truth is, in my experience, that people can come out of homosexuality. And he's got a website that you can go to that tells you that gays can in fact change. And then there is Meet the Ex-Gay Penguins. Do we have that, Lauren? Meet the Ex-Gay Penguins? It's not in here. So let's see if we can find that. There were penguins who were apparently gay at one time, and now the penguins are not gay anymore. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Well, here's what's so hideous and dishonest and dishonorable about this website. You know, they make a little talking dog who says dogs are meant to bark and not meant to moo. And they tell you that if you happen to be gay, you can get yourself out of it. You can have some kind of therapy. And the truth is that it doesn't really seem to work that way. And people who have tried it only begin to feel worse about themselves. And this is Focus on the Family, 349-1320-866-626-1320. And it's kind of a funny website, a puppy website. But he barks, the little dog, Sherman, barks as nature intended. He doesn't moo. So therefore, if you think you're gay, you're really not gay, and you can talk yourself out of it, and you can have some kind of therapy. Here's Meet Roy and Silo. These are the two penguins living in Manhattan Central Park Zoo. It's called Meet the Ex-Gay Penguins. A few years back, and this is Sherman the dog talking, arf, arf, moo, moo. A few years back, they started spending a lot of time together and became celebrities as Manhattan's most famous gay penguin couple. Even the zoo started selling books to kids about the two male penguins who loved each other. Then something happened that messed it all up. Silo met Scrappy, a female penguin from California. Silo ditched Roy and built a nest with Scrappy, and they've even started trying to have kids. It just goes to show, says the Focus on the Family website, that penguins can change. Why can't we base our behavior on what animals do? This is Sherman the dog, who barks and doesn't moo, says. 349-1320-866-626-1320. John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, John.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
You know, interesting. I'm wondering, those studies of getting those gay men for some kind of ritual, like let them join the Playboy Club and go to the mansion or something. If it is, I wouldn't mind to do that specifically in the study, because even though I'm heterosexual, but that's not my fun.
All right. Well, thank you very much, John. I appreciate the call. 349-1320. What do you think of this website? This is Meet the Ex-Gay Penguins, for example. Beth in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
In regard to this Focus on the Family, I just wanted to make two comments, that it's fallacious all the way around. First of all, they use what's called an argument from ignorance. If they say that it hasn't been proven beyond doubt that homosexuality is inherited, then their assumption is that it's not. But, of course, that's a ridiculous way to argue, just because something hasn't been.
Well, they're saying that you can change. If you think you're gay, you're fooling yourself, and they cite many people, they say, who have thought they were gay, including these two penguins in the Manhattan Zoo, who are really not gay at all.
Well, people's behavior can certainly change, and a person who is gay and feels gay can certainly act outwardly as if he or she isn't, but is that a good thing? None of their arguments really get to the crux of the matter, because biologically, a person could be homosexual, whether or not there's a master gene. It could be chemical influences in the biological environment in the uterus, or many other things. So the Focus on the Family just doesn't understand science. Like the Bush administration, they just pick and choose what they want to take.
Well, these are people who probably are subscribed to creationism, I would guess.
Oh, absolutely. And they just have no understanding of the richness of science.
But explain to me why gays have become a pinata for these people, that they have people who do nothing but analyze these issues and who are more focused on homosexuality than probably homosexuals.
Don't you think it must be religion? It must be Bible-thumping kind of impetus, because I don't see how homosexuality could be that threatening otherwise.
I think that they can get traction with it. They can probably get donations with it. They shake the money tree with it. It's a fear that they use to say this will happen if we don't do this or that, so everybody can coalesce. You know, it's no different from the way the Bush administration is manipulating everybody on the basis of terrorism.
Absolutely. It's just fear-mongering, and it's sad.
Beth, I think...
Keep it up. Keep these topics on the radio.
That's what we should say to Rush. Keep it up, Rush. Oh, never mind. Thank you, Beth. I appreciate the call. 349-1320. Daya in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Daya. Am I saying your name correctly? Is it Daya?
Actually, it's Dara.
Okay, welcome.
Hi. No, I just wanted to make a comment on us humans basing their behavior on animal behavior, like the penguins,
mm-hmm.
and how that it's actually known within the animal kingdom, like mammals, for instance, that they're actually not monogamous.
So,
so, and us basing our behavior on penguin behavior or animal behavior, that we should not be monogamous either?
Well, you know what? Also, penguins are very smelly. So in addition to being not being monogamous, they're rather smelly. And what you could say, I guess, about these two penguins is they're sort of omnisexual, huh?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. Thank you for making it. 349-1320. Jones in Stockton. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Well, hello, Enid. I'm calling about Dobson and the gays.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think...
Send him a penguin. Send him a gay penguin and see what he does with it. Oh, you don't want to know, actually.
I think he has a heart condition. You probably don't want to kill him. But the thing I'm calling about is, why are they doing it? Well, they're doing it because they hope that we will respond and that we will spend an awful lot of time talking about this issue. And like it or not, the average American has their attitude about it. And if we spend an awful lot of time talking about this particular issue, we're not going to be talking about the issues that will help us win in November. I think that's a lot of what they're doing, and I hope we're careful to just keep talking about the war and the economic issues.
Well, then let me ask you, as long as you have brought it up, what we talked about earlier is how can Phil get some traction in his race for governor? What can he do? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's just common sense. He needs to go for the kitchen table issues, and he needs to just hammer Arnold on what is happening. Not the pipe dreams, not Arnold's next big science fiction movie about what might happen, but what is happening right now and how the average person is bleeding money at the pump and bleeding money with his taxes and bleeding money when he tries to get any kind of social or health issue for his family and for himself. You keep talking about that, people will hear you. But if we go for the bugaboos like flag burning and gay rights, that's who we are in the minds of a lot of Joe Sixpacks. We have to keep away from the knee-jerk issues that really don't matter to the average Joe who's sitting in front of the television drinking a beer watching wrestling.
I think you have said it beautifully, Jones, and I thank you very much for doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mark in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Happy day before vacation.
Thank you.
Listen, I got 2 points for you real quick. Hey,
yeah.
First of all, hey, the guy's got to go to work, just like me, just like you, just like all your listeners. He's got to get up and go to work, just that simple. And the last thing about the stadium issue.
Wait a minute, I'm not following the first thing you said. What do you mean the guy's got to go to work? I'm not getting what you're saying.
He's got to get busy. He's got to get out there and...
You're talking about Phil?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, gotcha.
He's got to get up and go to work, just like everybody else.
Okay.
All right, secondly, hey, ask the Mariners how the vote went in Seattle. The city of Seattle voted against the stadium. A landslide victory for the people. Ha ha. Hey, they're watching baseball in the new city, in the new stadium that was voted against. So don't be fooled. We got to get busy and go to work also, because the vote alone isn't going to be enough. Hey, that's all. Enjoy your vacation, Enid.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate your thoughts. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. Nice scorcher it's going to be for the next couple of days. We're at 103 degrees tonight, low 72. Could be even near 110. Those sprinkles in our future, they probably won't last, though. They'll drop on the windshield and be gone. Speaking of windshield, we do have a disabled vehicle with a shattered one, southbound I-5 at Richards Boulevard. Disabled vehicle westbound 50 just west of Harbor Boulevard. And we do have an accident. Two vehicles got into it. The emergency vehicles in the accident blocking lanes at southbound I-5 just south of J Street. Back with more Enid Live. It's AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It's your right to listen to the left. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Good Thursday afternoon, everybody. Well, yesterday, which was the second biggest point gainer of the year on Wall Street, we were due to give up a little bit of it today, and we did. Part of it came in a rather negative earnings report coming from Intel. I'll get to that in a moment, but it kind of washed over the market. and we had got cleaned a little bit. Dow Jones were down 83 points to 10,928. NASDAQ fell 41 to 2039. Well, I mentioned Intel. They had the second quarter earnings of 15 cents a share. That actually did beat Wall Street consensus by about 2 cents. But revenues just hit $8 billion, just a smidgen more, and that fell short of estimates of $8.25 billion, while net income fell 57% from a year ago. The company said it is unlikely to make its full-year forecast after losing sales to Advanced Micro Devices. On that news today, Intel fell $1.21 to $17.10. That's about a four-year low, while Advanced Micro Devices advanced 19 cents to $21.65. The rest of the market, that's pretty much flat for the most part. The bonds, 10-year bonds up an eighth of a point. This does drop the yield down to 5.03%. Oil, pretty quiet today, only at 34 cents to $72.70 a barrel. But gold pretty much got hammered, down $10.30 to $632.50 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to nohagglemortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. Simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get. That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get. Three things allow nohagglemortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. 3. No haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to nohagglemortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to nohagglemortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
And left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7 o'clock right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's also the pre-vacation edition of Enid Live. I will be yours again August the 1st. I'm taking a few days off. I'm going to go to my class reunion, and I'm going to go to a party in Denver, and I'm going to be all over the place. But I'll be back. I'll be on the road, but I'll be listening. I'll be paying attention. And you better be listening, too, because a lot of good things happen around here on AM 1320. We are lucky to have it, because if you listen, you know, if you were just listening to the Walmart across the way, what would you be hearing? You'd be hearing all this propaganda in favor of the arena. If you're just watching TV, I think all the big media outlets have a dog in the arena race. I guess they all think it will be good for Sacramento. And they want you to pay for it. If they think it's so good, let them pay for it. We're going to be giving away some tickets, more passes for the special advanced screening of the War Tapes. And we've got a couple tickets that we're going to be giving away to Bill Maher. One of the things that I've talked about a lot is how awful I think daycare is for kids. And now a study has come out. It's an English study, but I think it might have some resonance here. They have found out that they did a startling, this is research that I think is pretty startling. A typical working parent spends just 19 minutes a day looking after their children. And this is according to official figures. The startling research shows the devastating impact that working full-time has on children who hardly see their parents. With less than 20 minutes spent with their parents every day, this is only enough time to eat a quick breakfast together or have a couple of bedtime stories. Apparently, the study was done with about 5,000 people over the age of 16 in Britain to find out what they do all day long. The findings make grim reading for working parents who already worry that they spend too much time at work and too little time at home. Parents who work full-time spend just 19 minutes every day caring for their own children. A further 16 minutes is spent looking after their children as a secondary activity, but this means that they're doing something else, such as grocery shopping at the same time. The findings come at a time when record numbers of women are working as huge mortgages and soaring household bills force them to earn a living. So here it is that the typical family, this is in England, is really spending 20 minutes a day, unadulterated time on their children, 19 minutes to be precise. It doesn't count if you're with your kids and you're doing something else like grocery shopping or, you know, running errands and things like that. But this is just straight on 20 minutes a day. Does this surprise you? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Now, maybe it isn't as bad in this country, or maybe it is. Is it as bad in your household, or do you not want to think that it is this bad? I think it's this bad in a lot of households. And here is a case where an Illinois woman came to visit her parents. She's 25 years old, to surprise her mother on her birthday last year. But it was winter, and she was injured when she slipped and fell on her parents' driveway. Well, guess what she did? She filed a suit against her parents earlier this year. She said that a letter from her mom apologizing months after the fall proves that her parents knew that they had a defective gutter for years, and they did nothing about it. So she, who came to help celebrate her mom's birthday and slipped on the driveway, and she maintains that it was this defective gutter that caused her to slip and fall and broke, and it caused her to break her ankle, she is suing her parents for more than $75,000 in damages for medical bills and lost wages. Her parents, in the meantime, have said that she cannot prove the driveway was icy at the time or that their drainage system was faulty. But you know why she's really suing them? She's suing them because they've only spent 20 minutes a day with her in her growing up years. That's the truth of the matter. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. 19 minutes a day is how long working parents give their kids in unadulterated attention. Does that ring true for you with your children? Or do you like to believe that it's quality time that matters? Because I think a lot of parents fool themselves into thinking that they don't spend much time with their kids, but when they do, that 19 minutes is, from top to bottom, quality time. And instead, parents are running around working, sometimes because they really have to, and sometimes because it's more interesting than staying home and taking care of kids. And they're warehousing their children in daycare centers for huge numbers of hours per day. So I think if you're going to have kids, and this is why God invented birth control, if you're going to do that, if you're going to have children, somebody should be home with them. I don't care who it is. They should be there spending more than 20 minutes a day. Otherwise, think about not having children. You know, it's like the arena. All right, if you think the arena is nice, that's fine. I don't want to pay for it. Do it with private monies. If you think having children is great, but you have no intention whatsoever of spending any time with your children, don't have children. Think about not doing it. In Germany, more than 30% of women are not having children. It isn't that they're childless. They have decided to become child-free. And Dan Gilbert, who is a Harvard professor who has written a book on happiness, says that children do not make you happier in general. You know, there are moments. You get a second here, you get a second there. But it's tough to have children. And if you were having children, God bless you. It's a very tough thing. And we love children. That's very nice. But if you're only going to give them 19 minutes a day, what's the point? You know, you can rent somebody for that. 349-1320. Dan in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Enid.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate you. I generally don't disagree. Well, I don't agree with almost anything that you have to say, except what you're talking about right now.
Now, let me ask you something. If you don't agree with anything I have to say, how come you listen to me say it?
Well, because I've heard that nobody listens to to your channel, frankly. And so I'm
so you're helping, in other words, we're a mercy listen?
Well,
is
yeah,
it like
much.
It's like mercy sex?
I confess, all right?
All right.
You know, I'm the kind of person that likes to kind of hear all sides of an equation, put it that way.
Okay.
So I respect what you're doing. I don't agree with it, But what you just said about kids, I need to applaud you on, and, you know, I call them as I see them.
All right, now, why are you applauding me? What is it that I've said that you're actually agreeing with me on?
Well, you, what you're saying about children and parenting and spending time with kids, that's a hot button for me. I'm absolutely, I'm a single dad, and I've made sacrifices to be with my daughter, and I think more people should really consider that when they make their...
What kind of sacrifices have you made to be with your daughter? Are you divorced? Is that the story?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay, and your wife has custody or is joint custody?
No, we split custody.
Okay.
It's always been good that way, and we get along fine, and we co-parent, and that's all great. But the thing about it is that I think that a lot of people tend to let their career kind of take them down the road, and I think the kids get left behind, to be, you know, be honest.
I agree with you. And the Wall Street Journal did a story about how fixing problems at the office is way easier than fixing, you know, fixing problems at home. Sometimes the problems don't get fixed. It's vague, it's confusing, it's difficult. If you're in the difficult teen years with kids, stuff is not as easily resolved as the issues are at work. So a lot of parents are running away from home into the arms of work. And Dan, I thank you very much for the call, and thank you for listening as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-620. 1320. Mary in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What's on your mind?
I'm calling from Grass Valley, but if you take a look at the Sacramento Bee this morning,
yeah,
there was a family of, I believe they had three or four children. One is in college, and they're both having to work full-time just to make ends meet, to pay the increasing costs for college, the increasing cost for just living day to day. And I think we need to take a look at maybe we're looking at the wrong thing. We're looking at people making a large quantity of money, whether it be for fuel, whether it be now for groceries to put on the table. And I don't think it's the parents' fault. I think the parents are trying to do everything they possibly can to get their kids the kind of education. We no longer have free education in the state of California for residents, and I think we need to start taking a look at things like that. These people are trying to put their kids and give them the education.
I see the point you're making. You're saying it's an economic issue, and people are really struggling. And but also, let me just throw this a little bit of flame onto the fire, or oil onto the fire, and that is, it happens that you start out one way and it ends up another way. You start out thinking that you can afford to do this, and then circumstances overtake you and gas costs $5 million a gallon and so on. But there are a lot of people who just, you know, decide they're going to have kids and they really can't afford to do it. So should that be part of the equation? Can you afford to have children and do it the right way? Should that be part of your thinking?
Think that just like you said, think equations change in the course of somebody having children and what occurs in their life. But I think if we really take a look at the biggest percentage, I think a small percentage are having children and not being able to take care of them. I think we have an academic.
I think you have a lot of people in the middle class who have decided they want all the bells and whistles in life, and they decided that it's socially acceptable to dump their kids into daycare. I'm not talking about parents who are really strapped. Dump their kids into daycare because they want to live a certain lifestyle. And I think they have put their own interests ahead of the kids. I think you see that a lot.
Take a look at the rental. Just go to the rental market.
I know. I know that things have gone up, and I know that salaries have not kept a pace, and I know that there's that issue as well. But I'm also talking about a subset here that's going on that's not a small subset. And Mary, I thank you for bringing it up. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll tell you what, gas prices are $5 billion a gallon, and we need to conserve our energy. The next couple of days, that electricity, try to keep it down. Spare the air days. Sacramento's declared for the next couple of days and until next week, because our highs are going to be near 107 throughout the weekend and possibly a little lower next week, 102, 103. Now 103. We have a traffic hazard at Howe Avenue at Arden Way in North Sac, blocking traffic, and we also have an accident, minor injuries, Mount Akin Road and Hickory Lane in Placerville, although that is blocking the entire lane into Sacramento. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
So you're saying
the morning retort with Scott and Sims.
To understand it,
Miss Romney,
what drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not
Romney
the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Watkins. I was in the water before I knew what happened. I reached up to stop an or two from going overboard. The next thing I knew, I was overboard too. Watching my boat, there was nothing I could do to avoid being hit. The first time the propeller cut through my back. The second time, it cut my hand and arm. A moment of operator inattention, a lifetime of can't forget. Because I survived, I can tell you how important it is to be responsible on your boat. Visit BoatSmarter.com and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
The fact that somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail, do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin? Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow, this guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Oh, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we? They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
News 10's Jim.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
542 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, and then I'll be yours again August the 1st because I'm taking some time off. And I'm going to be on the road, but I will be back, and you will be in very good hands with Air America Radio and Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort and Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and just a wonderful roster of talent. So Mike Malloy, of course, and Bobby Kennedy and Mike Papantonio and all the good stuff that we bring you daily, 7 days a week, 24/7 on Air America. 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. We're talking about this English study that determines that working parents spend 19 minutes a day with their children. This doesn't count when you drag them along with you to go grocery shopping. It's just what the unadulterated attention you give your kids 19 minutes a day. And I suspect it's not so different in this country. And I'm thinking that if you can't afford the time and if you can't afford the cost, then maybe you should think about not having children. Or maybe you could raise the sales tax and somebody else could pay for your children. You know, just like the Aloof Maloofs are doing here in the City Fathers in Sacramento. Here's a thought. And some of you called in and said, look, it's really expensive now, and people are scrounging around just to be able to pay for the gas and so on. And that is true. But it happens that there are also people who can afford not to work and maybe spend some time with their kids. It might be, you know, here's what has changed. In the past, I think, in past generations, when it came to deciding putting your kids first, parents did that. And now I think more and more they put themselves first. Let's head over to Ron in Roseville. Hi, Ron. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, Enid.
Hi.
Hi. I have to disagree with what you're saying here in the fact that me and my friends, I know I spend about 3 hours a day with my kids after I get home from work, and we're involved in their swim team, everything, and I'm a team parent. So on the weekends, I spend the whole weekend with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a large majority of parents that, at least the group that I'm in with, that are doing the same thing. So there may be a little clique of people who are doing what you're saying, but majority of the people that are in my life are spending many hours with the kids.
So you're telling me that your life is sort of kid-centered then?
Right. My kids are centered first.
Okay. All right, Ron, I think that's really good news, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320. Evan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I got to commend the last caller, Ron, on how he handles his kids. I really have to disagree with it being the majority, the vast majority of parents that behave like that.
Now, this is an English study that says it, but I think it's probably true more than we want to admit in this country.
I absolutely agree with that. And the thing about it, though, is in Europe, they tend to get more vacation time and they work less hours than the average American. So I would really be interested in seeing an American study, see what those hours look like, those minutes.
I think that would be fascinating. But what do you think about 20 minutes now? It's 20 minutes, 19 minutes of unadulterated time with your kids, and that's it a day. Not while they're doing the homework, not while you're grocery shopping, not while you're at the laundromat or doing the lawn. You know, it's right, you know, focusing on them. If they're saying it's 19 minutes a day, that's how long working parents give their kids.
Yeah, well, in some ways, I mean, the way the corporate America is with earnings and profits and all that, and Wall Street, it doesn't really surprise me. You have to have two working members of the family really to get by in a lot of cases.
Well, let me ask you a really provocative question. If it takes two salaries to do it and there's no time for the kid, should you have the kid?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, for instance, in my situation, I travel constantly. I live in San Jose. I'm in Sacramento this week. But I wouldn't even dream of having kids because I'm usually gone 3 out of 4 weeks a month.
So you're not even there?
No, not even there. I mean, I don't have a strong desire to have kids, but even if I did, I know it would just not be responsible.
Evan, I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Douglas in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, hi. My name is still cut off, but I was able to pick up on it this time. Anyway, I was thinking about that happiness study you talked about earlier. I'm wondering how it kind of correlates with this. I think it should. There should be some.
What happiness study? Oh, you're talking about the book on happiness that Dan Gilbert wrote? Okay.
Because it's an old home truth that you get out of something what you put into it. So there should be a study or aside to a study like this that shows how much happiness you get out of your kids relative to how much time you put into them.
Well, what about instead of looking at it from the parent-centered, you know, from the selfish point of view, is how much happiness am I getting out of my kids? It's how am I helping them to be better human beings, which isn't that what parents are supposed to be asking?
Yes, but I'm saying that I think that you would be happier with your kids if you invested more in them and that would, I mean, everything else, those don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Well, I think you would not, I think you would certainly have happier kids if you invested more in them. I think the one thing that comes out again and again and again in educational innovation, whenever their kids are having problems in school, they try this innovation, they try that innovation, and no matter what the innovation is, what is behind it is more attention to the child. And I'm intrigued that one of the diseases du jour that we hear about is attention deficit disorder, and I think it is we who are not paying sufficient attention to our children. And I thank you, Douglas, for the call. 349-1320. Let's head over to Teresa in Sacramento. Teresa, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. I would like to just make a comment on the study.
Yes.
About parents not spending enough time with their children. I think that has always happened, but it's just that we were more of a community, so children had cousins and relatives and grandparents.
Ooh, that's a really good point.
And so, like me with my children, I mean, I can cook dinner and spend time with my kids. It doesn't have to be a one-on-one 19 minutes. I'm talking to them. I'm, you know, listening to them. And so that's quality time. As far as I'm concerned, I have to get things done. I have to get laundry done. We do things together. The dog gets fed. Certain things go on in our household. And if I...
Are you single parent, Teresa?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But things that we all have roles in my family and things that we do, my kids are not deprived at all. And they go to school. They're not. I work full time.
Kids are doing well in school?
Kids are doing excellent in school.
Right.
Kids are excellent children. Now, I don't ignore them and I don't let other people spend time with them to influence them. Their influences come from me. Granted, it's not a one-on-one. We're sitting down playing checkers all the time. We do things. We have to. We have to get things done.
You know, I think you make a really good point about the fact that when there was more community life, the community picked up the slack. The neighbors, everybody knew each other. The neighbors would keep an eye out on your kids. And if they misbehaved, you heard about it. And the kids knew that you were going to hear about it, too.
Exactly. And then, like my neighbors right now, I don't know my neighbors, and I don't want my kids around those people because I don't know them. When I was growing up, you know, I spent the night over at my neighbor's home. They were second moms to me. I still call many of them second moms.
I'm going to reread that thing that I did. I just loved it. It was about childhood, and I'm going to, you remind me, I think I'm going to share it again. I thank you, Teresa, for the call. I mean, Enid Goldstein, you're listening to the Thursday pre-vacation edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Miss Enid. Well, I'll tell you, hot it is, 103, 104. Good time to spend the day with your children, maybe at the zoo or in a nice pool. Tonight, low 72. Now, the kitten run we have that's happening at Magnolia Road and at E at Hacienda. That is stopping traffic. The emergency vehicles are blocking the roadway. See if you can find an alternate route. Northbound I-5 just north of Airport, a disabled vehicle blocking the lanes as well. And at Antelope Road and Don Julio Boulevard, we have a two-vehicle collision. No injuries, but still blocking traffic. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The mission of the Sacramento...
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply and sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page, it was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete visual is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
And left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:54 on the Thursday pre-vacation edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, and then I'll be yours again on August the 1st. I'm taking some time off and hitting the road. But as a kind of goodbye present, we have all kinds of things to give away, such as movie passes, which we have been doing. And now, da-da-da-da, the moment you have all been waiting for, we have two tickets to give away to Bill Maher. Many of you have called in and you wanted to know when. And we're making you listen in order to win. We're making you work for it. But I have two tickets to give away to Bill Maher. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Lauren, all right, we have two tickets to give away to Bill Maher. It is going to be the fifth caller, two tickets to give away to Bill Maher at the Community Center Theater on Sunday, July 23rd at 8 p.m. They are orchestra seats, so they're probably worth about $50 a piece, I think, because I know a friend who paid that, and so I don't know what they're selling for, but I think these are pretty good seats. And this is at the Community Center Theater, Sunday, July 23rd at 8 p.m. So, but you have to come here to pick these up. You have to pick them up in person at our studios, 5345 Madison Avenue. Prizes cannot be mailed. We are open from 8:30 to 5:30 tonight. We're open until 7 o'clock. You have to present an ID, a valid ID, to claim the prize. One winner per household every 30 days, and the prize is not transferable. And I suspect we have a winner. So this is the moment that you are waiting for. Bill Maher tickets, are probably $100 worth of tickets, I'm thinking. And I'll be congratulating somebody on winning the Bill Maher tickets. Okay. I promise to read this again if you missed it, because I thought it was pretty wonderful. To all the kids who were born in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, maybe even the 80s. First, we survived being born to mothers who smoked and or drank while they carried us. They took aspirin, they ate blue cheese dressing, tuna from a can, and didn't get tested for diabetes. Then, after that trauma, our baby cribs were covered with bright-colored lead-based paints. We had no child-proof lids on medicine bottles, doors, or cabinets. When we rode our bikes, we had no helmets, not to mention the risks we took hitchhiking. As children, we would ride in cars with no seat belts or airbags. Riding in the back of a pickup on a warm day was always a special treat. We drank water from the garden hose, not from a bottle. We shared one soft drink with four friends from one bottle, and no one actually died from this. We ate cupcakes, white bread, and real butter, and drank pop with sugar in it, but we weren't overweight because we were always outside playing. We would leave home in the morning and play all day as long as we were back when the streetlights came on. No one was able to reach us all day, and we were okay. We would spend hours building our go-karts out of scraps. And
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Another night of Israeli airstrikes in Beirut and in southern Lebanon, Israel has reportedly put thousands of troops on the ground to destroy Hezbollah hideouts and establish a 20-mile buffer zone. Lebanon's defense minister says the Lebanese army would join the battle to defend the country if the Israelis mount a full-scale invasion. CBS News reporter Kristen Gillespie says it's clear they would not try to challenge Hezbollah.
Lebanon's army is staying on the side for now while Hezbollah fights with Israel, is that the army is 30% Shiite. So any attempts by the Lebanese army to disarm Hezbollah or fight Hezbollah in any way could result in a civil war here in Lebanon.
Today, CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan traveled to the southern port city of Tyre.
Few cars were headed in our direction. Most were headed north, out of Tyre, crammed with residents dangling white flags in hopes of being spared an airstrike. Once we entered the city, we discovered tattered posters of Hezbollah's leader looking down on us from nearly every corner. Israel's been pounding this city for days, saying it's hiding Hezbollah's rockets and missiles. But this man told us the rubble near his home was an appliance store and nothing more.
There's no Hezbollah here. There is no army of Lebanon here. There's nothing here.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah appeared on TV today refuting speculation that he'd been killed last night in an Israeli airstrike. He said the Hezbollah leadership is intact. In the middle of a heat wave, hundreds of thousands of people in the St. Louis area are without power.
We've already had one heat-related death. A 93-year-old woman who was living in a home that had air conditioning, but the power was out.
At St. Louis.
And her body temperature when they found her was 106 degrees.
St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says it's a dangerous situation. The governor has declared a state of emergency in St. Louis, and he's sending National Guard troops to help.
I've never seen anything quite like this. It was 90 miles per hour winds, trees suddenly just sent across roadways. It was an amazing storm.
Susan Gallagher of Ameron Power says they've only managed to restore about 160,000 customers so far. With the federal grand jury ending its term, it was widely expected that San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds would be indicted today. It didn't happen. Prosecutors announced that perjury charges are still possible, but not yet.
Just hours after the government made its announcement, Barry Bonds attorney Michael Raines met with reporters, and he chided prosecutors for failing to charge his client.
They don't even have enough to indict a ham sandwich, let alone Barry Bonds.
The government says its investigation will continue, and most expect a new grand jury to take over the case. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Federal Courthouse in San Francisco.
The man who caught Bond's 715th home run ball is putting it up for auction starting Monday. The bidding starts at $10,000. The Dow down 83 points. This is CBS News.
want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
American workers might be rebelling. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano reports on an Orbitz travel survey that found fewer people taking their work along on vacation.
Wi-Fi laptops, BlackBerries, cell phones. You might think getting away and vacation are rarely in the same sentence. Actually, not so.
49% of workers under the age of 29 felt at least some pressure to stay connected while at work, while 74% of workers ages 25 to 34 said they didn't feel any pressure to check in with work.
74%. And Orbitz travel advisor Janine Diefendorf says their survey suggests we're more balanced than we may think. A third put a cell phone and a camera at the top of the must-take list. Only 11% said a laptop. Lou Miliano, CBS News.
Thanks to a shock treatment, Eddie Wilkinson may have a lifelong aversion to gambling. The Florida teenager was playing online poker when a lightning strike traveled through his home computer. Wilkinson says he felt the jolt go up his right arm and through his entire body. I'm Bill Whitney.
Time now for... Ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Kate Clinton!
Oh, my goodness. So much is happening. I guess the only people that have to be really, really happy about all this news about the war is the Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight. Yes? So I've been following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour four of the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until seven, right here on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And I'm not going to be yours for a while until August the 1st. So anything that we have to say to each other, I think we need to wrap it up right now. You're going to be in great hands. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You might win a $1,400 bike if you go to the website. We have some more passes to give away for that special preview screening. And all calls to Enid Live are toll free. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. Or if you're not, 866-626-1320. And what is your homework assignment, even whether I'm here or I'm not? Your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day about AM 1320. We haven't done a lot of advertising. We're really, you know, we're just little rabbits and just getting traction and just getting going here. We don't have the lengthy history that many of the conservative talk radio stations have. And we don't have the big, huge advertising budgets that they have as well. So we are relying on word of mouth, and we are relying on you to get the word out there. Some of you agree with what I have to say, some of you don't. But what we always try to provide for you is lively, interesting, provocative, Real radio, where it's smart, it's funny, sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's not too serious. It's a lot of stuff, and we throw it all into that flea market called Enid Live. And it is really an extended conversation in the community. I mean, we hear from, you know, we all have friends, and some of our friends agree with us. Some of our friends are Republicans. Some of our friends, we love them dearly, but we don't share any political thoughts, or we're friends who do certain things together. Like maybe we're friends who go shopping, but we never talk about anything serious. And but here is the place where it all really comes together, where we all have this extended conversation. We do it 5 days a week for 4 hours a day. I mean, I think it's a pretty remarkable thing that has occurred here. And I think it's pretty special. It's very interesting to talk to people about a lot of things that maybe we've been thinking about, but nobody's really given voice to. We do that a lot here, too. And we have great guests. Guests who are worth our time. The whole point of it is it has to be worth our time. People whose ideas are interesting and worth mulling over. So whether it's about happiness or whether it's about food or whether it's about lifestyle or whether it's about the decline of this of our country or whatever it's about. We've had some wonderful people on. We had Bill Maher on, I don't know, a week or two ago. We had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on. Was the 2004 election stolen? Well, you know what the answer to that is. We've been talking a lot about the Middle East, and I wanted to share this with you. I got this from my cousin who sent it on to me, and it is a memo to the chosen people. And it's a memo from, oh, I see. It's a memo from the chosen people to God. It's from the Jews, also known as the chosen people, to God. And here's what the memo says. As you are aware, the contract made between you and Abraham is up for renewal. And this memorandum is to advise you that after many millennia of consideration, we, the Jews, the chosen people, have decided that we really do not wish to renew. We should point out immediately that there is nothing in writing, and contrary to popular beliefs, we, the Jews, have not really benefited too much from this arrangement. If you go back to the early years of our arrangement, it definitely started off on the wrong footing. Not only was Israel and Judea invaded almost every year, but we also went to enormous expense to erect not only one, but two temples, and they were both destroyed. All we have left is a pile of old stones called the Western Wall. Of course, you know all this, but we feel it's a good thing to account for all the reasons we wish to terminate this contract. After the Hittites, Assyrians, Goliaths, etc., not only were we beaten up almost daily, but then we were sold off as slaves to Egypt, of all countries, and really lost a few hundred years of development. Now, we realize that you went to a great deal of trouble to send Moses to lead us out of Egypt, and those poor Egyptians were smitten, smote, with all those plagues. But, reflecting on those years, we are at a loss to understand why it took almost 40 years to make a trip that El Al now does in 75 minutes. Also, while not appearing to be ungrateful, for years a lot of people have asked why Moses led us left instead of right at Sinai. I mean, if we had gone right, we would have had the oil. Okay, so the oil was not part of the deal. But then the Romans came, and really we were just up to our necks in it. While it's true that the Romans did give us water fit to drink, aqueducts and baths, it was very disconcerting to walk down one of the vias, look up, and see one of your friends, our family, nailed to a 3x4 looking for all the world like a signpost. Even one of our princes, Judah Ben-Hur, got caught up with Roman stuff and drove like a crazy man around the Colosseum. It's a funny thing, but many people swore that Ben-Hur had an uncanny resemblance to Moses. Go figure. Then, of all things, one of our rabbi's teachers declared himself son of you. There was nothing said about this with Abe. And before you knew what was what, a whole new religion sprang up. To add insult to injury, we were dispersed all over the world two or three times while this new religion really caught on. We were truly sorry to hear the Romans executed him like so many others, but alas, once again, we were blamed. Now, here's something we really don't understand. That our rabbi really came into his own. Millions of people revered and worshipped his name in scriptures and still killed us by the millions. They claimed we drank the blood of newborn infants and controlled the world banks. Oh, if that were only so, we could have bought them all off and operated the world's media and so on and on. And we are beginning to make our point here. So Anyway, so here's a memo from the Jews. It goes on rather long, that they do not want to renew their contract with God to be the chosen people. It's just, you know, it's just too hard, and you just get beat up too often. And anyway, we never got the oil. 349-1320-866-626-1320. One of the stories we talked about this week. let's head over to the phones. David in Shingle Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yeah, hi, Enid.
Hi, great David. Show. Thank you.
It's interesting you brought that nice little story you told, but I think what always strikes me, what happens in these times, especially when we have conflicts in the Middle East, is when the sort of vehement anti-Semitism comes out. And you see it, it's interesting, you see it on the right, but what strikes me more, and you know, somebody who tends to be more on the left side of things, is how much vehement anti-Semitism comes from the left. I mean, you only have to go to the Bay Area and listen to some of the talk shows, and just it's amazing. The vitriolic.
What are you hearing? Because there's a lot of anti-Israel sentiment from the left.
It's really masking. That's the outward, but the inward, I think, reflects some anti-Semitic thoughts. I mean, you mentioned before you think Bernie Ward is a friend of yours, but he spouts a lot of anti-Semitic. I mean, a lot of anti-Israel rhetoric on his show, but he, I think, is also. Has some anti-Semitic feelings. He, many years ago, you may recall, said that Judaism was an inferior religion to Christianity.
I never heard him say that. And
well, you can talk to him. He actually later had to apologize for that when he was, I think, a number of people took him to task for that, had to apologize for it. And you see it at the, some of the most vitriolic anti-Israel, and then later into kind of, I think it really transitions into, you know, when you really scratch the surface.
Well, I see, you know where you have seen, where I have seen it and I have been stunned by it. Yeah, and you're right, maybe there is a cover. I mean, people tune into the Israeli show right now and they see a strong power and they see the Palestinians who are not strong and they think that Israel's a bully, but they have no idea that Israel has been bullied from the start, completely from the start. It nobody wants it to survive in that region, and that it has not only survived but thrived in a very unpromising, no oil there, situation, and has really made a great go of it in the region is amazing. And when you're attacked, the question is, what are you supposed to do about it? I applaud Israel. I don't know how it's going to come out. I don't know if, you know, I suppose they've tried everything, but in a visceral, at a gut level, when they start getting pounded, you just want them to pound back. I'm not so sure that's the right answer, but it is emotional. It is emotionally honest response.
I think people have to remember that if Hamas and Hezbollah lay down their arms, there will be no more violence. And if Israel lays down their arms, there will be no more Israel. I mean, that's really the bottom line. And I think that I guess what always strikes me is why, you know, we expect it from the right and, you know, the right.
Well, the right has actually been, have they been very pro-Israel because they're expecting the Messiah to come?
And that may be some sort of bizarre linkage, but not so much because they care about the Jewish people, but more related to some messianic view of Christianity's relationship.
Well, it gets worse. There's something that happened in Spain that's really gotten very bad, and in England, and a place that you would consider to be very civilized. And interestingly enough, Oxford University has the biggest collection of Yiddishana, you know, Yiddish books in the world I have read. But English academic institutions are calling for the firing of, or they won't hire, Israeli academics simply because they are Israeli. Now, I don't know, I guess that's some way of putting it to Israel, but it strikes me as being tremendously anti-Semitic. I don't know how you can paint so broad a brush. An academic is either good or bad on their own merits, and not because they belong to one country or another country.
Well, I mean, it's striking. There was a scientific meeting in Europe where an Israeli scientist was trying to present his material, and he was booed down by, and these other academic scientists from the Arab world basically booed him down and walked out of the room. And he was, this has nothing to do with politics. It's just a presenting. It's actually a medical meeting. And so there's just a different level of.
Well, here, I want to share with you something that's happened in Spain. There is the Prime Minister of Spain. who has been, you know, waging his own kind of jihad against the United States. He calls Bush Dickhead Bush, which is, and he called John Kerry Ketchup Queen Kerry, apparently. And his whole campaign didn't bring very much attention until Al-Qaeda decided to blow up the Madrid trains. And from that moment on, Spanish Jews knew that there were hard times ahead. The first signal came on December when he had dinner with a family. It sounds like they're a Jewish family. And this man, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, he's the Prime Minister of Spain, and his wife became claiming, he unloaded a tirade of anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. And so apparently he's been just unloading in that way, and I guess this is okay in Spain. I thought they were way more tolerant, and I love going to Spain, but I'm rather surprised about it. Maybe I shouldn't be. It was the home of the Inquisition, after all.
Exactly. Look where he came from. I mean, look, and in France, is, you know, it's, I mean, some of the worst anti-Semitism is really still, unfortunately, hard. You know, they kill all the Jews.
Well, that's why the Jews are writing this memo to God, saying we do not want to re-up with you. We've had it with being the chosen people, so we're going to take a pass this time. Thank you, David. I appreciate the call. chosen to be beat up too many times, I think. Thank you. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Mike in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Enid, how are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to call and talk just a little bit about the bill yesterday that was vetoed that would have funded embryonic stem cell research.
Yes.
And just point out, I don't know if you've brought it up, maybe you have, or if your listeners are aware, but two of our local congressmen, Republican Dan Lundgren and also Republican John Doolittle, are wholeheartedly against embryonic stem cell research and fully support the president's decision.
Ooh, well, that's really good to know, and especially since Lundgren's opponent in the election is a doctor.
Oh, I think that's a great issue. I called.
So I think you want to support that candidate against Lundgren, and of course Doolittle's opponent is Charlie Brown.
Well, Dan Lundgren's aide was less willing to engage in conversation about it. She just said that he opposed it on moral grounds. Congressman Doolittle's aide, though, was very willing to point out all these reasons why he was against it. And I brought up a point that he couldn't really answer, and that is, how can you be against embryonic stem cell research that would use all these excess frozen, embryos that are in these fertility clinics?
It's just going to be medical waste now.
But not come out against the fertility industry that creates all these embryos.
Oh, what'd she say? That's very good. What'd she say to that, or he?
Well, it was a gentleman, and he said, basically, after about 20 minutes of trying to get him to draw that distinction, he said, well, it's okay to create 50 or 60 embryos in a fertility clinic, even if you're going to destroy most of them, because that's for the purpose of creating life.
You know why Doolittle was against it? Because he couldn't get a bribe out of it. That's probably why he was against it.
He came across as having a real God complex, and I think that this is an issue we need.
Look, his people have to concoct some ridiculous rationale for what he has done. But it's Bill Durston who's running against Dan Lundgren, and he's a physician, and you want to go roll up your sleeves and work for that campaign, and go roll up your sleeves and work for Charlie Brown's campaign and get your checkbook out. As well, excuse me. You're very welcome. Thank you, Mike. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday pre-vacation edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. So we've got some weather going on here. Very hot, about 104 degrees. I mentioned it might go up another degree before it reached 6 o'clock, and I was right. I'll tell you what, it's going to be like that all weekend long, low 72. And our current conditions on the Sacramento freeways are looking pretty good. So we do have two vehicle accidents, westbound I-80 at Newcastle Road, and ambulance and emergency vehicles at westbound 50 to northbound I-5. That is a two-vehicle collision, but no injuries. Our major injury accident earlier has been cleaned up. It looks like that was false, so thank goodness. Back with more Eat It Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Looking for Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to NoHaggleMortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. It's simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
Three things allow NoHaggleMortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry.
One,
no commissions to pay to loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money.
Three,
no haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to NoHaggleMortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to NoHaggleMortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today. Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know that? It was so hot in Encino. Michael Jackson actually stopped at a young boy's lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7. We don't have a lot of time left with each other, and then I won't be yours again until August the 1st. I'll be back. I'm going out of town for a few days for some R&R and my high school reunion, and well, we'll have tales to tell, and where you can't recognize anybody without a name tag anymore because they have morphed into somebody else from what you last recall them to be. Oh, I love this story. There's a porn star running for governor of Nevada, and what's so intriguing is we have so many, I mean, there's so much porn going on in Washington that calls itself politics that finally somebody just, you know, just an out-and-out porn star. I don't know if we can call her an out-and-out hoe, but we got so many political hoes, it's nice to have one who's unadulterated and unafraid of her title. The Senate is limiting financial sales to the military. This is amazing to me. After 2 years of congressional study, the Senate approved a bill that would tighten the rules governing the marketing of life insurance and high-cost mutual funds to American military personnel. What happens is they gouge Americans, our service personnel. They use high-pressure pitches, loans at triple-digit annual rates. I mean, it's hideous. And for our government to allow this to happen, to allow private industry, who make huge contributions, to gouge our service people who are not what you would call really well paid. Some of them have to be on food stamps in order to make it. I mean, this is just unconscionable. So finally, they're starting to do something like this. One of the things that we have also talked about is how you can counter cut and run. What would be a good phrase? That because Karl Rove is so good at spinning, what's a good phrase to counter cut and run? How about stay and die or lie and die? Just a thought. And finally, in the subject that's near and dear to our hearts here, men, where are they? Well, I think there's a reason why they're not. Men are not, men are in short, real men are in short supply. Well, let me share this with you. A third of male fish in English rivers are changing their sex due to gender-bending pollution. And we've seen this, I think, with frogs in this country. But male fish in England, experts say that female hormones from the contraceptive pill and from hormone replacement therapy are being washed into our rivers and causing male fish to produce eggs. So when you're flushing your meds down the drain, down the toilet, don't do it anymore. Get rid of it some other way because it winds up in the water supply. And who knows, people are... I think there are traces of Viagra in the water supply, aren't there? Antidepressants? Lauren's applauding. Don't applaud. Get Rush. Send Rush a bottle of water. The problem, which is countrywide, has raised fears that the pollutants could also be contaminating our drinking water and even affect the fertility of men. Well, we know that men are going to be extinct in about 150,000 years because their the Y chromosome, is getting damaged and there's no way to repair it. The male fish are changing sex. Well, here's a Texas man. I swear to you, I've never seen a picture like this in my life. He catches a fish with human-like teeth, and it does. It looks like kind of the lower set of dentures in this fish's mouth. I have never seen a fish that looked like this before, and I'm thinking, is this, like those Western, the jackalope, where they concoct a critter and it's really a hoax? Anyway, This fisherman reeled in a 20-pound fish in Texas. A game warden photographed the fish and is attempting to identify it. He said he's never seen anything like that fish in the 36 years that he has lived near the lake. A search for what the fish may be suggested that it may be a pacu, P-A-C-U, which is found in South America. It's got teeth. This fish has got teeth, which is more than some of our politicians have, I have to say. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Oh, Dickie, here's what Dickie wound up doing. Dickie wound up, he was invited five times to address the NAACP, and he has said no every single time. And he finally showed up. Why did he show up? Because it's an election year. That's why he showed up. But he's acknowledging that racism still exists. Duh. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. They invited him five times, and he finally shows up. And he's using them. Why would you invite him if he says no to you five times? Why would you continue to invite this man who is not a very good representative? I don't think he is anybody who's been helping African-Americans, really. I know you can point to Condi Rice and you can point to Colin Powell, but, I mean, why would they continue to invite him? You have to tell me about that. I don't get it. And Howard Dean, stepping on the gas, the Democratic National Committee Voting Rights Institute has now called for a complete hand count of all 150,000 ballots cast in California's 50th congressional district. The DNC has joined with numerous citizens and activist groups that have declared no confidence in machine-counted results. Now, this is the special election to fill the seat vacated by the now pokey-bound Randy Duke Cunningham. According to the machine count, Republican lobbyist Brian Bilbray narrowly beat Democrat Francine Busby I think it was 5,000 and change. And there really was a question about the voting machines because the chain of custody had been violated. They were allowed to park themselves, be parked in polling workers' homes with no oversight, no supervision, etc. Star Jones, now excised from The View, mysteriously lost 100 pounds. I love these stars, like Star Jones, and they always give you a videotape and a book about how they dieted and exercised, and they forget to mention the part about the gastric bypass surgery. In any event, the Wall Street Journal talked about the new science of addiction. And here's what happens when people have gastric bypass surgery, and I found this very interesting. Here's a woman who lost 134 pounds after undergoing weight loss surgery. And what happened to her? She started to drink, and she became an alcoholic. And what they are finding is, on the heels of a 5-year boom in weight loss surgeries, researchers are observing an unusual phenomenon, but I don't think it's at all unusual. I think it's pretty predictable. Some patients stop overeating but wind up acquiring new compulsive disorders such as alcoholism, gambling addiction, or compulsive shopping. In other words, this is what's so interesting to me and so uniquely American. Maybe it's just uniquely human, but we don't want to treat the root of the problem. We just want to give you a pill for it, or we want to give you an easy surgery. Well, it isn't so easy. No surgery is easy, but an easy answer to a tough problem. If you need to lose 134 pounds, there are lots of issues that weight gain is emblematic of. And instead of untying each knot that is part of that total picture, we want to give you something simple to do. All right, we're going to give you gastric bypass because you may be morbidly obese, and for health purposes, we want you to lose the weight, and you can't seem to do it any other way, so we're going to do this. And what happens is the compulsive overeating just shifts arena. So instead of overeating now, people are either addicted to gambling, or they become alcoholics, they become addicted to alcohol, or they become addicted to shopping. These are three examples that are given. And here's a woman who says, I drank the way I ate after she lost 134 pounds. Why should this be a surprise to anybody? The underlying issue, the compulsivity, the overdoing of something, the self-medication, whether you're doing it with gambling or whether you're doing it with shopping or whether you're doing it with booze or whether you're doing it with food, the rewarding, because of something else that's going on, the over-rewarding or the overcompensation or the, you know, just trying to get you to zero, you know, just to some neutral place in your own self. There's clearly a problem going on, and instead of dealing with that problem, we want a very easy cut-every-corner solution. I think that's, part of the American character. And it's a part of the American character that I don't particularly respect. Because I think if you really want to get somewhere in your life, you got to do the work. I think there's only so long you can sweep it under the rug until the rug starts to explode in your face. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Do you have an example to share of a tough road that you took where you could have taken an easier road, but you got more out of the tough road? Or is the tough road just a waste of time in your view? And for a lot of people, it's just a waste of time. You know, we have problems in education. Aha, here's the solution. Put the kids in uniforms. Oh, really? Will that do it? Oh, well, why didn't we think of that first? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you were listening to the Thursday pre-vacation edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left. With Montana.
Enid, your vacation is going well.
I mean, Lisa West.
Lisa West, Montana, whatever you say.
I know.
Because we are all
we'll be, what, we'll be whatever you want us to be. I'm sorry about that. It's a nickname that we want to use her real, proper name.
Well, I know the presidents like the name Marilyn, so that'll work for me.
Marilyn?
Call me Marilyn if you'd like. You know what? Your vacation is going to be nice and warm. And even down where you're going, it's still going to reach 101. Today, we're at 103. And on through the weekend, 107.72 for the low. Traffic's looking pretty good. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and person of every faith, every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Casino Resort. Win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort.
If you send messages.
Of course we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, bin Laden. He's let me say, I certainly hope so. Before I...
If you send messages.
That's a loaded question. First of all, I admire Senator Kerry's service to our country.
If you send messages.
I admire the fact that he is a great dad. We're facing
If you send messages.
Let me finish. And so the answer to your question is, no doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Forty on the Thursday and pre-vacation edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays, but I won't be yours until August the 1st, and then I'll be yours again. So everything we have to say to each other, we have to say. And we were talking about addiction, and this is particularly something that interests me greatly, that we don't want to get to the root cause of something. And here's somebody who clearly had an eating addiction, and she had stomach surgery. And she loses 134 pounds and promptly becomes an alcoholic because the compulsive behavior was not addressed by the surgery. It just shifted arenas. And USA Today is reporting in a cover story that 1 in 5 adults have a close relative who is or was addicted to drugs or alcohol. And I don't know why it's happening as much as it is. The numbers are pretty shocking. Addiction is endemic in American families. Why? Do you have any thoughts about this? Do you have somebody in your family who is addicted, was addicted? Why do you think it's such an issue right now? Here is somebody, here's a guy who says if it's not for his wife and four children, he probably would be in the gutter. But why 20% of respondents in this poll said they have an immediate relative who has been addicted to alcohol or drugs. And if you don't have a relative, you probably have a good friend. Why is this suddenly such an issue? And the toll on children, it's just an immense toll. Husbands, when only one spouse drinks heavily or uses drugs or does both, chances are it is the husband. Well, because the male fish are morphing into females or some other thing. I don't know. Must be all that Viagra in the water. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What are your thoughts about that? Gary in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Gary. Gary, hello. Are you there, Gary? Hello. Not there? Okay, I guess Gary's not there. Okay, I think he's disappeared or something. We're having a technical issue. So, here we are. We're talking about addiction. 1 in 5 who has a close relative who is or was addicted to drug or alcohol. Mostly it's the husbands who fall and not the wives. The children, it takes a huge toll on children. And you have people not wanting to get to the root cause of any of this. So, you know, it's so interesting to me. I think a lot of people would like to get off drugs and alcohol, and they are not able to do it. If you are doing it, if you're trying to do it on your own, I think it's going to be very pricey, and there are very few programs around that are available to you. So even if you've gotten to the point in your life where you really want to make a change, there's not much around. We suffer from this problem, but we have money. We want to have an arena in Sacramento, but we don't want to deal with drug and alcohol. We don't want to make those programs available to people because clearly our priorities are with the Kings and the Maloofs, I guess. Susan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. I wanted to call and say that I've been struggling my whole life with the weight issue, and the Star Jones business is so insulting because she's lying to the people who are her. She's lying to the people who are just like her with the same struggles and maybe the same life experiences and the same shame that surrounds obesity or addiction of any kind. And I don't know what causes people to do it. Maybe it's our Puritan backgrounds where we're supposed to be strong and just pull yourself up by your bootstraps or whatever. And if you have an addiction or a problem, you just get over it. And it's really hard to get over addictive behaviors. And I think that Star did, you know, we're an obese nation, and she did a lot of people a disservice instead of telling the truth and saying, you know, this is what's happening to me, it's a struggle, and this is how I'm going to deal with it, and in helping people through her own pain and suffering. And for that, I just want nothing to do with her. I won't watch her wherever she goes because, in my eyes, she's a phony and a liar.
Talk to me about your own struggle with weight, because it certainly has been an issue for me, and I was little and chubby. And my mom could eat anything she wanted and never gain an ounce. And my dad had only, and his side of the whole side of the family, which I took after, had only to look at food and could gain a zillion, you know, could really gain a lot of weight. I've really had to work hard at it. I manage it because I work at it, because I'm in the gym every day, and because I swim every day, and because I try to watch what I eat every day.
I think it's really and truly genetic, in that, you know, I have three very slender brothers, and that you inherit a propensity gene for obesity. And I think in the same way people inherit, you know, diseases like diabetes or kidney disease, you inherit a gene pool for obesity, and maybe not just that, but for addictive behavior. And I'm sorry.
I think your dog wants to weigh in on this discussion.
but I think that there's no that you inherit the propensity for addicting substances, whether it's food.
Well, let me say something about it, because I think it's always, everything is always an opportunity. Everything that comes up, nobody gets out of this life A, alive, and B, without a lot of challenges. And how you have led your life will depend on how you deal with the challenges that are inevitable in any person's life. And so if for you the issue is weight, if you just keep circling, if you just keep knotting, you know, unknotting one thing after another, I think you eventually come to a greater understanding. You come to some answers about the core issues. For a lot of people, it's not simply the easy equation of eat less, exercise more. It's way more complicated than that. We eat for a lot of reasons. We eat because we're bored. We eat because we want to change our moods. We eat to self-medicate or to reward ourselves. And when you start going into your own particular psychology about why you're eating and why you want, I think everybody's got the good part of themselves and the not so good part of themselves. The good part of yourself wants to quit smoking, wants to lose weight, wants to quit drinking, wants to quit using drugs, wants to get more exercise and so on. The not so good part is always that tension of saying, oh, you know what, you don't really have to swim today. You know what, I don't feel like swimming. I feel like having some chocolate. I feel like doing this. I feel like doing that. And drag you down. So how you can resolve the thing that I think we're always dealing with, that tension of the yes and the no, of the doing what you want to do and the not want to do, and how you deal with the more particular issues to who you are, gives you some real answers and can give you a real way to deal with the issue.
Well, Enid, I have to say I somewhat disagree in that the analogies that you're making, you know, do I not want to ride my bike today? I mean, some people are morbidly obese. Some people are alcoholics and heroin addicts, and it's life-threatening. And it's not, you know, a lot of us make decisions every day. You know, do I park my car far away from Target or do I park close? Those are minor. And I think that people who are morbidly obese, like Star Jones was, or who have serious alcohol problems like the fellow in the bee, these people need major intervention, and we need some.
They may, Susan, need major intervention or not. I don't know, but it certainly didn't happen overnight. It happened in increments, and it happened every single day. And nowhere along the line did anybody, you know, did they step in to keep it from happening. And so one day you wake up and you weigh, you know, 5 million pounds, or one day you wake up and you find yourself in a vat of booze. You see what I'm saying? So at any place in that continuum, one could have stepped in, and one has chosen, you make a million decisions every single day in the direction that you're going to go in life.
But
we all make those decisions.
You know,
no, I think we have to. I think Susan, it's not. And here's where I'm going to disagree with you. You're making it sound like addiction is way out of our hands. And I think we have a great deal to do. It didn't just come visited. It wasn't visited upon us. We participate in the addiction, and I think we have a place there where we can unparticipate in the addiction. And what you're saying is, people are so gripped by the addiction, they have the alcohol gene, and so therefore they can't stop drinking. There, I think I would really disagree with you, but I certainly do wish you well in the struggle that is not an easy struggle. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You are listening to the Thursday pre-vacation edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Good job. I'll tell you what, 107 for the weekend is going to be great for your class reunion. Lows tonight, 72, and on through the next couple of days, that's what we're going to see. We have a fire at Dungans Road. Now, that is blocking traffic on into Sacramento. Eastbound 50 just east of Stockton Boulevard and South Stack. We also have a hit and run with no injuries. and Magnolia Road and on Hacienda Drive. There is a two-vehicle collision. Please stay clear of that. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'll always consider myself the father of four boys, even though two of my sons are gone. Our twins, Kevin and Brian, died when their boat capsized. Bad weather, cold water, and the absence of life jackets contributed to their deaths. If I can help one person avoid the daily heartbreak that my wife and family must endure, then asking you to be responsible on your boat will be well worth my time. Visit BoatSmarter.com, and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
So hot today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Hot down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. Is that hot? It's so hot, Christie Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry.
Whoa!
It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that. That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Protecting your right to choose the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
In Lake Tahoe, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi. Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call and put my little two cents in. First, I just a little background. Half of my family, my brother, my sister, and my mother, my brother and my sister are still morbidly overweight, and their health is in danger because of it. And on the other side of the family, you have myself and my brother and my father, who are all alcoholics. None of us practicing, thank God. We're all in recovery. But my point was that we didn't all of a sudden wake up in a bat of bourbon, or my other side of the family didn't wake up out of, whipped cream. It was one bite at a time, one drink at a time. And the biggest issue that you have to remember is there's two sides of this. You have a physical compulsion followed by a mental obsession. And if you don't treat both of these, you're never going to win the battle. So it's not a moral issue, and it's not just a physical or a doctor's
Well,
issue.
So, and it sounds like you really did it.
Well, I haven't done it. I do it one day at a time every day.
Well, that's it. But every day with every time it comes up, you make a decision.
But I have a lot of tools, though. It's not just okay, I can just make this decision.
Well, you do have a lot of tools. You do have a lot of tools because you were pushed into a position where you had to develop those tools. It was going to be sink or swim. So you developed them in one way or another. And I have to say, Kathy, that my hat's off to you for doing it. And I thank you for calling 349-1320. And we have now, let's see, I want to count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pairs of tickets to give away, and it's the last act I'll be doing, and we're almost to the end of the hour. So I apologize if we haven't had a chance to talk as long as I would have liked, but time has caught us. I'm going to give away 5 sets of tickets, 2 passes each, to a special advanced screening of the War Tapes. And this is Monday, the 24th, at the Crest Theater, 1013 K Street in Sacramento. And here's where you get the tickets. You pick them up at the theater, and the show starts at 7 o'clock, and call 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And we have 5 pairs of these that we are giving away, so it's my parting gift to you as I exit for a few days of R&R, and I will be back with you on August the 1st. So 5 pairs of tickets. You don't have to come here to pick them up. You pick them up at the Crest Theater, so arrive early. The screening starts at 7, and this is Monday, the 24th of July at 7 p.m. So I think we probably...
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This